Colonels fans, the Twins' future is here with MILB.TV. With all home and most away games streamed live, the only way to watch the Colonels on any device this season is on MILB.TV. Subscribe today to watch over 6,500 games, including all available playoff games from over 100 minor league baseball teams, live or on demand. Download the MILB First Pitch app from the Google Play or Apple App Store to watch on the go. Use promo code Colonels at checkout to save $10 on a yearly subscription. Visit MILB.TV for details today.
They're back!
It's Friday, gotta get down on Friday.
Colonels fans, you asked and we listened. This year, we are bringing back French fries. Now available in both our first base and home plate concession stands at Veterans Memorial Stadium. Pair your favorite ballpark entree with French fries.
OMG. It's delicious.
Make sure to order some with the cheese sauce for dipping. Single game tickets are on sale now for the 2022 Cedar Rapids Colonels season. Visit colonels.com to purchase tickets or call the ticket office at 319-896-7560. The ticket office is open from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday and 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. on Saturday. It's a party at the park all summer long with the Cedar Rapids Colonels. The Cedar Rapids Colonels are back in 2022.
Bring your family, meet your friends. This is where the fun never ends.
Come out to a party in the park this summer at Veterans Memorial Stadium.
Hey, Colonels, let the good times roll. Cedar Rapids Colonels, let the good times roll.
Colonels fans, tune in 30 minutes prior to first pitch to catch the Colonels Leadoff Show, hosted by the voice of the Colonels, Thomas Breach. The Colonels Leadoff Show features interviews with Cedar Rapids coaches and players, special guest appearances, in-depth analysis, and more. Don't miss the Colonels Leadoff Show, airing live 30 minutes before every Colonels game.
Hey fans, this is Andrew Cabezas, and you're listening to Colonels Baseball Network.
It's time for the Colonels Leadoff Show, right here on the Colonels Baseball Network. Here's your host, Thomas Breach.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome into another live edition of the Colonels Leadoff Show, right here on the Colonels Baseball Network. It is a chilly, overcast evening in Cedar Rapids, about what you would expect for this point in time in April with the weather being how it's been, but it is a gorgeous evening for baseball. Really, any night, regardless of the weather, that we get to play baseball is a fantastic night in my book. It's a Cade Povich day for the Cedar Rapids Colonels as they hand the ball to their talented young left-hander who turned 22 on his last start, that coming last week in Quad Cities. This is the home debut of Cade Povich, and certainly much fanfare will be made about this left-hander making his first start here in Cedar Rapids. The 6'3", 185-pound left-hander from Bellevue, Nebraska, has been rising up a lot of prospect rankings and certainly has been looked at as one of the top pitching prospects in the lower levels of the Minnesota Twins system. Cade Povich gets the ball today against the right-hander Logan Gregg. Originally, it was scheduled to be Nathaniel Heredia for the Peoria Chiefs. He was scratched from the start. Logan Gregg instead will be starting today, and he's penciled in to start on Sunday, filling in both the spots for Heredia in the starting rotation. This is a really fun one on the way for us here tonight. The Cedar Rapids Colonels 7-2, the Peoria Chiefs standing at 6-3. For the Cedar Rapids Colonels in their last time out, they clinched a 4-2 series win in Quad Cities, the first loss since 2019 in a series at home by Quad Cities. Colonel starter Aaron Rozek-Cruz threw five innings of one-run baseball while Charles Mack had a three-hit game to power Cedar Rapids to that 6-2 series finale win over Quad Cities this past Sunday. with a Wisconsin loss to Beloit on Sunday as well, Cedar Rapids is now alone in first place in the West Division with that 7-2 record to open up 2022. For Peoria, they've picked up their fifth straight win on Sunday. They squeaked past Great Lakes with a one-run win, 7-6 the final score. Three loons in the bottom of the ninth allowed Mike Antico to score the winning run and give Peoria the win in their last at-bat. That was three errors for Great Lakes in the bottom of the ninth. Peoria starter Austin Love was tagged with a tough luck, no decision, despite striking out 10 batters. We'll see Austin Love a little bit later in this series. He is scheduled to pitch on Saturday against Sawyer Gibson Long. It's a really, really fun one on tap for us this series between Cedar Rapids and Peoria. The Chiefs come in red hot, having won five straight. The Colonels, 7-2. They've won their last two after losing back-to-back games against Quad Cities in games 3 and 4 of that six-game set in the Quad Cities. For the Colonels, a big piece of doing what they need to do against Peoria is to limit the walks. The Peoria Chiefs, in their last five, have drawn 37 walks, and they've led the Midwest League over their last five games with a .397 on base percentage. They're averaging five runs per game. That's third in the league. With those 37 walks drawn in those last five games, that's the most of any team in the Midwest League in that span. Of course, Cedar Rapids, though, their pitching staff has been so good at limiting those free bases here in 2022. The Colonels' pitching staff owns the fourth-best ERA in the Midwest League at 3.24 and the fourth-lowest opposing batting average at 199. The Colonels' stellar control, though, has seen them issue the fewest walks in the league with just 25 base on balls, and they've posted the best walk per nine mark at 3.00. That combines for the best whip in the league at 1.05. The Colonels lead the league by a full strikeout and K-to-walk ratio at 4.28. So the Colonels don't really give you that many free bases with ball fours. The Peoria Chiefs have been drawing their fair share of walks lately, so that'll be an interesting piece to see how well the Colonels limit those free passes against a very patient lineup. The Colonels, though, have pounded the zone very well. In his first start of the year, Kate Povich walked just one batter. In talking with Brian Dinkelman today, the full company of Colonels pitchers is hot and ready to go today, so any bullpen member could come in to pitch, which means Cedar Rapids' top leverage guys could pitch here today if need be. The Colonels and the Chiefs in just about 22-ish minutes here on the Colonels Baseball Network. When we come back here on the Colonels Leadoff Show, Charles Mack, who's been red hot as of late, joins us to chat a little bit about his season thus far.
Someone on your side to care for, be there for life's twists and turns that it has in store. 'Cause it's the little moments where we show how much we care, and with so much to protect each day, Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, here to the Colonels Leadoff Show. We're joined now by Cedar Rapids catcher Charles Mack on a pretty nice April afternoon here in Cedar Rapids. Charles, thanks so much for joining us here today. How are we doing?
I'm good. Thanks for having me. I'm excited to be here.
Charles, it's a nice day. It's been a nice little stretch for you at the plate as well. You're 8-for-15, 8 for your last 15, hitting all four games, a couple of multi-hit games, three-hit games against Quad Cities. What's clicking for you right now at the plate?
Yeah, I mean, you know, some timely hitting, good time to start hitting. It's Easter time. It's a little bit late of that, but, just seeing the ball well at the plate, just trying to be aggressive early in the count and just getting some good balls to hit and just putting some good swings on them.
Talk me through your approach that you have when you step in the box.
Right now it's just, try to hit the ball up the middle. When I start trying to hit the ball pull side, I start trying to hook balls, and I try to look and hit the ball off the plate a little bit more than I want to. So I'm just trying to stay middle and just be aggressive on pitches that look good to me early in the count, and it's been working.
When you're looking to stay up the middle, are there any cues that you're looking at in the box when you're trying to figure out what the sequences are, when you're going through your pre-work in BP? What are some cues that you look for?
Just kind of hitting through the pitcher's box, which is, where he releases the ball from. And that's really my only cue. Just keep it as simple as possible. If you overcomplicate things, and that's when things get out of whack.
Charles, I know
the weather here is it's a little bit chilly in Iowa and Eastern Iowa as well, there in the Quad Cities. Is this similar to what you played in before out in New York in high school?
Yeah, I would say so. I don't remember being this cold, to be honest with you. It's a little bit more windy, but you know, I just got to get a thermal. I actually went to Dick's Sporting Goods yesterday and bought a thermal just in case if it is, you know, as cold as it has been, which, you know, is always good to be safe than sorry. So, to be honest with you, those days that it snowed in Buffalo, they sometimes were a little soft and they would cancel some of those games. So it's almost refreshing to be playing in these freezing cold games because then you kind of appreciate the warm weather a little bit more.
Do you feel those balls in the dirt a little bit more when you're behind the plate, those bouncing pitches that you have to block?
No, not really. I did feel one. I got smoked in the cup the other day, so that one hurt a little more than usual. But the ones in the dirt, you kind of just react and just put your body on the line, and you don't really care what happens as long as you block the ball and keep it in front.
Speaking of both catching and the weather, last season in warm Fort Myers, you transitioned to catcher full-time, something that wasn't super unfamiliar to you, having caught a little bit in high school, but tell us a bit about what that transition was like for you, moving to catcher full-time last season. What went into that process?
Well, yeah, like you said, I caught a little bit. Now, my brother's been a catcher his whole life, so that really helped out. You know, that the first year, it was a COVID season when we got canceled. So I went back home, and me and my brother Joe, we talk a lot of hitting and a lot of catching. So he definitely helps the process out for me. He's an unbelievable catcher. He's with the Marlins. And you know, he just kind of tells me, you know, just to be calm and just relax, but you know, be able to make a play and take charge and just trust yourself to the best of your abilities, and good things will happen.
What's your comfort level behind the plate right now this year versus where you were last year?
It's a big jump. Part of the thing that helps is, you know, just the work that you put in the off season and during the season. And I would say just the pitching staff, being comfortable with the pitchers and the pitching staff, that definitely helps as well. You know, if you have guys that are dotting up, it makes it a lot easier on us. And if you throw nasty stuff in the zone, you know, it makes it even easier on us too.
I know, speaking of that pitcher-catcher relationship, I feel like that's one of the things that people don't really think about when you move to catcher, because granted, you work with the pitchers every day if you're an infielder, but not quite that close relationship. What are some keys for you as you build that relationship with the pitching staff?
You have to know kind of every guy. Every guy's a little different. Some guys, you know, need to be, you know, caressed a little bit more, and some guys need to, you know, little tap on the butt sometimes. You know, this squad's it's very good. You know, the guys are, you know, they're all pretty positive. So you don't really have to, you know, get on any of the guys, but just keeping them comfortable, keeping them calm, and just, you know, just having them trust you as best of your ability, and, you know, trying to call a good game for them. And, you know, if you do that, most of the times, good things will happen.
No, you mentioned your brother Joe imparting some catching wisdom on you. Have you been able to be a source of wisdom for him, having a couple more pro seasons than he does under your belt?
Sure. You know, I tell him that, you know, just to know that even if there's a bad day, you know, good days are happening, or, you know, over the horizon, and it only gets easier from the lowest spot. You know, that's the one good thing about catching is, you know, I'd say high school ball, you know, up to pro ball, the lowest levels. You know, the pitchers don't know where the ball is going as much. So, you know, if you think about it, the higher you go, the more pitchers lock it in, and the more they can throw with the stuff where they want. And, you know, it makes it easier on us. And if they can throw the stuff that they want and the spots we want, it makes the game a lot easier for us. So, you know, it's just a more of an exciting thing. And just, you know, to relay to him that the game speeds up, but it also slows down in that case. So it's just a lot more fun, and it's a lot more interactive when you go up the levels.
Charles, one last question for you here today. And speaking of exciting, left-hander Cade Povich on the hill for Cedar Rapids. He was pretty good in his first outing of the year, retiring the last 14 that he faced, 8 punch-outs. What have you seen from him? What works so well for him when he's on the bump?
Yeah, he's so smooth. His stuff's nasty. I caught him in spring training a bunch. He's a fun guy to catch. I'd say his changeup is a really good setup pitch. It's one of his better pitches. His fastball gets on you. It's got some carry. It explodes out of his hand. And then his slider he's been developing is just wipeout. So, you know, you pair those three things, it's tough for a righty, let alone a lefty, you know, up there at the bat. So great dude, even better stuff at the on the mound.
All right, well, Charles, as always, thank you so much for your time here today, and best of luck in the series against Peoria.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Anything is possible at Bark in the Park night with the Colonels. This season, Cedar Rapids will raise the woof with four Bark in the Park nights presented by Lou and Ainsley of Urban Acres Real Estate. Fans can register online to bring their dog to the game. All dogs need tickets, and 100% of dog ticket proceeds will benefit Critter Crusaders. Check Colonels.com for more information.
Hola, fanáticos. Soy Melvin Acosta. Están escuchando Carlos Baseball Network.
We're back here on the Colonels Leadoff Show on a chilly night in Cedar Rapids. A chilly night with a lot of clouds in the sky. It is overcast here at Veterans Memorial Stadium. Perfect game field, though, looks absolutely picturesque. Jesse Rader is doing a fantastic job, per usual, with the grounds here in Cedar Rapids. We're looking to play a full game of baseball here tonight. The Peoria Chiefs and the Cedar Rapids Colonels, game one of a six-game set. Two red-hot teams who happen to be in first and second place in the West Division of the Midwest League. Let's take a look at those standings in the Midwest League. Here in the West, the Colonels lead the pack at 7-2, with Peoria and Wisconsin standing at 6-3, one game behind Cedar Rapids. Quad Cities at 4-5 is three games back. South Bend standing four games behind at 3-6. And the Beloit Skycarp rounding out the pack at 2-7. That's five games off the Colonels' lead. Out in the East Division, the West Michigan Whitecaps and the Dayton Dragons are both tied for first with a 6-3 record here in 2022. The Fort Wayne Tin Caps are 5-4, one game off the lead, with the Lake County Captains at 4-5. That gives them two games back. Lansing three games behind at 3-6, and the Great Lakes Loons at 2-7, standing four games out of first. So the Cedar Rapids Colonels have the best record in the Midwest League. They also happen to lead the Midwest League in a lot of different categories. They lead the league in run differential at plus 31, runs scored, average, on-base percentage, slugging percentage, OPS, and home runs. They rank second in doubles, and they land third in walks drawn, as that position player group has really, really been rock solid for Cedar Rapids this season. They've relied on a lot of different names after that opening weekend, where it was quite obviously the Christian Encarnacion Strand show, the big right-handed bat driving in 12 in that opening series for Cedar Rapids. He is the first player to reach 20 RBI in any level of baseball this season, major or minor leagues, as Christian Encarnacion Strand, certainly the big name entering play today for the Colonels. He leads the Midwest League in all of high A in home runs, RBI, and slugging percentage. He's back in the lineup today, hitting second at third. We'll have the full lineup cards for you in just a little bit, but just to talk more about this lineup that Cedar Rapids has, just 1-9, you're really, really impressed with what they can do from a power standpoint. They have speed. They've struggled a little bit on the base paths. It's a lot of youth when it comes to that speed, so you see the caught stealing rate a little bit high for the Colonels' base runners. In fact, their stolen base percentage right at 68.8% on that success rate. Generally, you want that to be around 80%. They've stolen 11 bases this season here in 2022. They've also been picked off a little bit, but beyond those base running snafus, it's a lineup that can do a lot of damage, and they can do it in a hurry. You've got Anthony Prado as a fantastic table setter. He's been just electric at the top of the lineup this season for Cedar Rapids. Prado hitting .394 with a .512 on base percentage. His OPS is just a few ticks north of 1,000. He's been outstanding. Sabato has been very good as of late. Encarnacion Strand has been a monster all year long. Jair Camargo, fresh off of a three-home run series at Quad Cities. It saw him leave that series hitting .304 on the season with six runs batted in. Let's take a look at your Colonels lineup cards here today. First off, for the visiting Peoria Chiefs, Mike Antico will lead off in center field with Mason Wynn at short. Aaron Antonini is the catcher batting third today. Jacob Buschberger hits cleanup at first with Matt Chamberlain in right and Tommy Jew hitting sixth in left. Thomas Francisco DHs today with Francisco Hernandez batting eighth at second.
Noah Mendlinger will play third today, rounding out that starting nine for Peoria. The Chiefs will hand the ball to Logan Gregg, earning the start here today on a Tuesday in Cedar Rapids. The right-hander out of Oklahoma State will duel a fellow Power 5 pitcher and left-hander Cade Povich for the Cedar Rapids Colonels. Here's the starting nine that the Colonels will trot out here today. Anthony Prado leading off at second with Christian Encarnacion Strand at third. Aaron Sabato DHs in the three spot today with Jair Camargo cleaning up behind the plate. Jefferson Morales bats fifth in left. Will Holland will bat sixth in center field today with Wander Javier at short. Seth Gray and at first and Kenny Taylor in right, rounding out that starting lineup for the Cedar Rapids Colonels. We'll step away here, and when we come back, Sean Schlechter joins us to chat a little bit about what the lineup has been doing oh so well here in 2022. Sean Schlechter joins us next here on the Colonels Baseball Network.
Say cheese! Be one of the first 500 fans to enter the gates on May 8th, and you will receive a 2022 Cedar Rapids Colonels team photo, presented by CopyWorks.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, here to the Colonels Leadoff Show. We're joined now by Colonels hitting coach Sean Schlechter on a pretty nice day here, opening up a six-game set with Peoria. Sean, how are we doing here this afternoon?
Good, Thomas. Thanks for having me on.
Sean, it's been a hit parade for the lineup here in 2022. Nine games in, granted, but the Colonels do lead the league in all three triple slash stats, OPS, runs scored, and home runs. How has this lineup remained consistent? The fewest runs scored that you've had in a game is three, and you haven't scored any less than that this season.
Yeah, these guys are coming prepared to the ballpark to swing the bat, and I think they've just been executing well with their work leading up to the game, and it's a pretty fun group there. They're pretty bought into the information that we have available to give them on the advanced front, and they're just trying to maximize the value of their swings that they take in the game, and by executing their plans and approaches in the box, I think that's one of the main reasons why we're seeing the success from our lineup.
Sean, a couple of those bats have been red hot lately. Seth Gray and Charles Mack, just to name a couple of the red hot hitters in this lineup. Gray is 6 for his last 14. He's been on base a couple of times again in that last game on Sunday with some walks. Charles Mack is 8 for his last 15. When you see those two in the box, what are some things that they've been doing really well in this last stretch?
Yeah, for Seth, it's been impacting the baseball and making sure that he hunts the middle of the zone, and he's been doing that pretty well the last few games, and I think that's the reason why we're seeing his success is he's taken his swing. He's been working really hard in the cages to consistently get his swing off and consistently move better. So he's executing that well, and he's been executing his plan well too. There's a couple at bats last week in Quad Cities where he took a few pitches down outside of the strike zone and got a pitch elevated and caught a couple barrels, and it's good to see out of him. And Charlie, same thing. One of his biggest things is he's pretty comfortable driving the ball to the opposite field, and one thing he's been trying to work on is being able to pull balls in the air to his pull side gap, and we've seen that a couple times this year so far. So those guys are just working their plans and committing to them, and so tip of the cap to them for going into the games prepared, and I think that's why we're seeing the success in the stat line.
Sean, one of the big names coming to the Colonels again in 2022 is Aaron Sabato, the Twins' first-round pick back in 2020. And he's certainly been heating up. He's on a four-game hitting streak, has been on base in each of his last six, a big five RBI, two extra base hit game back on Saturday. What are you seeing out of him so far here in the early stages of 2022?
Yeah, I think Aaron's just starting to be more aggressive. He gets pitched pretty tough, obviously the threat with the pop in the box, so he's just learning how to be more aggressive inside the zone, whether it's fastball or hanging off speed pitches. I think we're just seeing more aggression out of him, and I think that aggressive mindset has allowed him to be on time for more fastballs and also get the swing off on pitches inside the zone that are different speeds and different shapes. So I think he's created a good thought process and has been good on the aggression front as well.
Today marks game 10 of 2022 for Cedar Rapids, and thus far, have there been any big surprises, or maybe more the better word would be a breakthrough that you've seen from some of your hitters here?
Yeah, I think it might come to a surprise from most, but I know he works really hard. Anthony Prado has done a phenomenal job at leading off games with tough ABs and setting the tone early, and then when the lineup gets turned over, it excites us to go from that leadoff, go back to that leadoff spot and watch him do his thing. He's done a phenomenal job at going deep into ABs, and even in early ABs, he's getting aggressive swings off, and we're seeing him impact the baseball pretty well right now. He's hitting the ball harder than he ever has in his career, and like I said, the guy works really, really hard, and he's committed, and he's a really smart ball player, and it's awesome to see that all pay off for him right now.
Sean, baseball is a game of adjustments, whether it be in-game, you do something in the box, you do something in terms of pitches that you're looking for to do damage on. Through nine games, who has made the best adjustment that you've seen so far?
I think early on, we saw Jair Camargo get outside of his approach a little bit and saw some chase, which we saw was something of a tendency in 2021. And so heading into this year was his plan to improve. And I think we saw that early on in a few games, but I think it's starting to click for him just to push everything back to the middle and see pitches up and not expand the strike zone. So that adjustment we saw last week, he had a great week for us and three home runs and a few barrels and didn't expand the strike zone. So like I think that adjustment is probably the most notable one in the most recent games.
Sean, this lineup has produced the third most walks drawn in the league. We mentioned all the numbers that they lead the Midwest League in with average, on base, OPS. One number two, and again, we're nine games in, is the strikeout totals for this lineup. Second most in the Midwest League right now. Is that just something to do with the amount of chase that is in this lineup, or what do you see going into those numbers?
Yeah, I think it's a mixture of things. I think chase guys get outside of their plans and lose sight of the zones and how they want to tunnel certain pitchers. I think that is a piece of it, and then I also think some guys are still trying to figure out how to hone in on those pitches and move the ball forward consistently. You know, there's guys that are in there trying to figure out how they're going to execute their plan. And you know, as a hitter, we want to be able to cover as much of the strike zone as possible. And so some of these guys are still trying to develop some skill sets to be able to do that. But yeah, for the most part, I think just continuing to execute on their approach front and trusting their natural skills to come out when they actually do swing the bat to move it forward.
All right, Sean, just one last question for you. It's a lineup that's on a roll for Cedar Rapids. You've won back-to-back games, facing a Peoria team that's won five in a row as well. What are some of the biggest positives from this past series that you saw on the field, whether it be defensively or at the plate, that you're looking for this team to continue going into this series against Peoria?
Yeah, I think our first thing, our pitchers have thrown the ball really, really well. So credit them a ton. So I think it's easy to play defense behind them when our pitchers are in the strike zone and throw good stuff. So it's good to see that front click for us, and then our infield defense has been pretty sound. Wander Javier has played a pretty good shortstop for us, and Christian Encarnacion Strand over at third base, and we've had a mix of people over at second base that have been good for us as well. And Camargo and Mac behind the plate. You know, it's good to see that side of the ball produce. It allows us to get in the dugout quick and try to produce more offensively. So you know, credit to the pitching staff and defense on that front to be able to get us back in and try to get in here and score more runs.
All right, well, Sean Schlechter, your lineup has certainly scored quite a few runs here in 2022. Thanks so much for your time today.
Thank you.
A big thanks again to Sean Schlechter for joining us here on the Colonels Leadoff Show. It is an overcast night here in Cedar Rapids at Perfect Game Field at Veterans Memorial Stadium. We're just a few moments away from Game 1 between the Cedar Rapids Colonels and the Peoria Chiefs. It was a series that the Colonels owned last year. Cedar Rapids going 19-5 against Peoria last year, including an 11-1 record here at home with an early July sweep. The Colonels also went 8-4 in Peoria. The Colonels held the Chiefs to no more than 3 runs in 19 of 24 games, shutting them out 3 times. It's a very different matchup coming into today's ball game. The Chiefs are red hot, winning 5 in a row. The Colonels standing at 7-2, the best record in the Midwest League. They're 1 game ahead of the Peoria Chiefs in the West Division standings. Should be a fun one here at Veterans Memorial Stadium. When we come back, the national anthem, then first pitch, Cade Povich Day, here on the Colonels Baseball Network.
Colonels fans, the Twins' future is here on MILB.TV. With all home and most away games streamed live, the only way to watch the Colonels on any device this season is on MILB.TV. Use promo code Colonels at checkout to save $10 on a yearly subscription. Visit MILB.TV for details today.
Support for our veterans and community engagement are just two elements of Cedar Memorial's devotion to service. We thank all who have served our nation and our community. Ladies and gentlemen, please stand, remove your hats, and join Cedar Memorial and the Colonels as we sing our national anthem.
If you attended a minor league baseball game here in Cedar Rapids between 1986 and 2011, you can bet Dale Brote was the PA announcer.
Will Ortiz.
After 25 years behind the microphone, Dale retired in 2011. In 2015, he was inducted into the Cedar Rapids Baseball Hall of Fame. Dale passed away in December 2021. Please join us in a moment of silence for one of baseball's biggest fans, Dale Brote.
Thank you. And now please join us as we honor America with our national anthem, which is being performed for us tonight by Phil Hedke.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched, were so gallantly streaming, and the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the brave?
Thank you, Phil.
The Cedar Rapids Colonels are back in 2022.
Bring your family, meet your friends. This is where the fun never ends.
Come out to a party in the park this summer at Veterans Memorial Stadium.
Hey, girls, let the good times roll.
Cedar Rapids Colonels, let the good times roll.
Hey fans, this is Cade Povich, and you're listening to the Colonels Baseball Network.
An overcast evening here at Perfect Game Field at Veterans Memorial Stadium, but a great one for Colonels Baseball right here on the Colonels Baseball Network. A big welcome to all of you both listening to us here on the Colonels Baseball Network and watching live on MILB.TV. Cade Povich gets the ball today for the Cedar Rapids Colonels to open up a six-game set against the Peoria Chiefs. Here is the starting nine for Peoria. Leading off in center is Mike Antico with Mason Wynn at short. Aaron Antonini does the catching today, batting third, with Jared Bushberger at first. Matt Chamberlain will bat fifth in right. Tommy Jew is the left fielder, hitting sixth. Thomas Francisco is the DH. Francisco Hernandez bats eighth at second, with Noah Medlinger rounding out that starting nine at third. The stellar young left-hander, Cade Povich, gets the start today for the Cedar Rapids Colonels, 6'3", 185 pounds. He won his first start of the summer in Quad Cities last week, striking out eight over five innings of work. He retired the last 14 men he faced, including fanning the last six for Cedar Rapids. It's a fastball, a slider, a curve, and a changeup for the left-hander out of the University of Nebraska. Mike Antico will step in here for Peoria. They're wearing their road grays with the red numbering and lettering on their caps. They'll wear the navy blue tops with the red bills. Povich misses outside with a ball here on Antico at 92. 1-0. First pitch at 6:41 tonight. The 1-0 from Povich. They're on the outside edge for strike one. Cedar Rapids in their Minnesota Twins replica whites. Navy blue and red numbering and lettering. The all navy blue caps. One ball and one strike here from Povich. Missing high and outside at 91 now. 2-1. Antico here in the left-handed batter's box for Peoria, hitting 114 to open up the season, 4-for-35. Goes fishing for a curveball down and away. Now two balls and two strikes. Make that the slider for Cade Povich. He's got two breaking balls. They're both pretty sweepy, and they're both pretty good. 2-2 on the way from the southpaw. Sit down. He gets him on the curve there for out number one. Antico down on strikes. And Cade Povich has now fanned seven straight batters, going back to his final six that he faced against Quad Cities. Mason Wynn, the second-round pick, will step into the batter's box. Wynn, the second-rounder back in 2020 for the St. Louis Cardinals, steps into the batter's box, the open stance. Two-way guy, he'll also pitch a little bit. There's strike one on the inside corner from Povich. 93 on that fastball. Gets really good carry on that pitch. Good spin as well for Povich. 0-1, wave and a miss. Blue 94 past him. Count runs to 0-2. Povich ranked the number 27 prospect in the Twins system by MLB Pipeline. 0-2. Breaking ball bounced foul off the Colonel's dugout, and that'll bleed out into right. Seth Gray will go fishing for that baseball to give Povich a little bit more time to get ready for a big 0-2 pitch here on Mason Wynn. Wynn off to a fantastic start this season, a .448 average, 13 hits and 29 at-bats, a double and two triples. 0-2 here from Povich. Skied into the air, right side foul ground. Jair Camargo giving it a look by the Colonel's dugout, and that will land in the dugout. Jair would have needed maybe another 2 or 3 feet of height to be able to reach over and grab that baseball. You don't see a lot of 7-foot, 8-foot catchers. One down here in the frame, Povich with a strikeout of Antico. He has Mason Wynn down 0-2. Game one of a six-game series. Povich gets a sign from Camargo, now the 0-2. Breaking ball, this ball is absolutely crushed out to left, pushing back the Colonel's left fielder, Jefferson Morales. That'll bang hard off the wall, racing around second is Wynn. He wants third, the throw cut off by Javier, now the relay to Encarnacion Strand, not in time. It's a hustle triple there for Mason Wynn, and the Peoria Chiefs have a man 90 feet from scoring. Here with one away in the top half of the first. Mason Wynn with a lot of power, flashing it there. Through the first week of the season, Mason Wynn ranks in the top 10 in eight major offensive categories, and right on cue, he belts what is already his third triple of the season.
So man out there for Aaron Antonini, the catcher. As the Colonel's infield comes in, this ball lifted out towards left center field. Morales will get underneath and make the catch, win tags, and Morales' throw goes into second. It's a sacrifice fly, and Peoria takes the lead here in the top half of the first. First run that Cade Povich has allowed this season. Sack fly to score, Mason Wynn, off the bat of Aaron Antonini. Be Aaron's eighth RBI of the season, his second sack fly. Now a two down and the base is empty. Jacob Buschberger will step in. Right-handed hitting first baseman. Povich's first pitch is a strike in the inside edge, 0-1. 1-0 Peoria. The Chiefs winners of five straight. The Colonels have won back-to-back games. 0-1 from Povich. Change up, floats outside, now 1-1. For Mason Wynn, that third triple puts him alone in the Midwest League lead in triples. Another good changeup here by Povich, cut on through by Jacob Buschberger. One ball, two strikes, two away, top half of one. Cade Povich rocks and goes. This ball flipped foul. 15 pitches, 12 strikes for Povich here today. Left-hander looking into Jair. Gets a sign he wants. Now the 1-2. Breaking ball bounced towards the left side. Backhanded by Encarnacion Strand. He rifles it on to first for out number three. One run comes in to score for Peoria. A one-out triple by Mason Wynn is the damage. He comes in on a sack fly by Antonini. We'll have the Colonels starting nine when we return. 1-0 Chiefs here on the Colonels Baseball Network.
All Ears is the official podcast of the Cedar Rapids Colonels. Join us as we chat with Cedar Rapids baseball influencers ranging from Major League Baseball Hall of Famers, past and present Colonels managers, personalities from the community, and more.
I think the number one thing for me was the host families. Getting to know the people of Cedar Rapids in the town and the area.
All Ears with the Cedar Rapids Colonels is on Apple, Spotify, Google, and other podcast platforms. Subscribe today.
You've been putting back a few, and a few becomes a few too many. For a moment, you think about calling for a ride. Nah, you live nearby. What's the worst that can happen? You get pulled over, your insurance goes up, you lose your license, you total your car, you kill someone.
Hey fans, this is Anthony Prado, and you're listening to the Colonels Baseball Network.
One nothing Peoria as we head to the home half of one. Let's meet the starting nine for the Cedar Rapids Colonels here today on a chilly night in Cedar Rapids. Anthony Prado leads off at second with Christian Encarnacion Strand at third. Aaron Sabato is the DH today, hitting third with Jair Camargo behind the plate. Jefferson Morales hits fifth and left with Will Holland in center. Wander Javier at short, Seth Gray at first, and Kenny Taylor in right, rounding out that starting nine for Cedar Rapids. The Colonels are facing the right-hander Logan Gregg. It was originally scheduled to be Nathaniel Heredia, but Logan Gregg ends up getting the start today here for Peoria. And he's handed an early 1-0 lead. Prado takes a big swing and 92 up in the zone and fouls it back. Gregg stands 6'5", 198 pounds. He was drafted in the eighth round of the 2019 draft out of Oklahoma State. 0-1, just inside now, one ball and one strike. Gregg last season pitched in 25 games with 20 starts for Peoria. Going 2-7, the 1-1 fouled off. A 4.45 ERA for Gregg, 99 innings of work, 80 strikeouts. He walked just 27. He'll be around the zone, fastball changeup. He's got a curveball that he'll also mix in. One ball and two strikes here to Prado. Colonel's leadoff man bounces this to third. On the run is Menlinger. He'll throw over to first, and that's in time for out number one. 5-3 on that ground out to put away Anthony Prado. And now Christian Encarnacion Strand. Encarnacion Strand earned MVP chance on opening night.
for Cedar Rapids as part of a 9 RBI performance in his Colonels debut back on opening night. First offering here to Encarnacion Strand is a strike in the outside corner. Christian has cooled off a bit, and his standards of cooling off isn't a lot. He's still hitting 444. Fouls away the 0-1, high and tight. 444 average for Encarnacion Strand. The OPS 9 points shy of 1,400. He's driven in 20 runs, 5 home runs. He also leads the league in slugging, as well as home runs and RBI. The 0-2, high and outside on a fastball at 94. Now 1 ball and 2 strikes. Our younger fans are bundled up here, and the older ones too, I'd assume. 1 and 2. Christian fouls this off. A bang off of one of the suites off to our right. Currently, the weather in Cedar Rapids, 45 degrees, feels like 43. Overcast as Encarnacion Strand bounces this through the right side, and he's aboard with a base hit. Christian Encarnacion Strand turning on that inner half fastball and getting just enough barrel on it to send it through the hole on the right side. So he's aboard with that one-out single. Good little inside-out swing. Tough for Francisco Hernandez to track that down. Aaron Sabato now digs in for Cedar Rapids, their designated hitter. He's enjoying a nice little run for CR. He had a very good Saturday, game 5 against Quad Cities. First pitch fastball inside, 1-0. Sabato went 2-for-4 with a home run and 5 runs batted in against Quad Cities back on Saturday. 1-0. Change up, misses off the plate. Now 2-0. Little slider there off the plate for Gray. 2-0 to Sabato, DHing today. He's got a 4-game hitting streak entering play. Bounces his heart off his foot, and he'll go for a little walk. Sabato has been on base in 6 straight games. He's got that shin guard on his left ankle. Don't know if that caught his left foot or his right foot, but it's the second time that Sabato has fouled one off of himself in the last couple of days. For Encarnacion Strand, that base hit pushes his hitting streak to 5 games. It's tied for the second longest hitting streak on the team behind Anthony Prado's 6-game hit streak that he's currently on. 2-1 to Sabato. Down low, now 3 balls and a strike. Calling balls and strikes today is your home plate umpire, Joe McCarthy. Felix Neon is the base umpire. 3-1, a good hitter's count to Sabato. As he takes ball 4 downstairs, the Colonels have the tying run in scoring position now. A single and a walk to the 2 and 3 hitters, and now the red-hot Jair Camargo steps in for the Cedar Rapids Colonels. Camargo is 6 for his last 16. Camargo had 3 home runs in that series over in the Quad Cities. 3 homers. He had a 4-for-5 day on Saturday. And he rips this ball towards the left side. Pass to diving Mason Wynn. They'll round in Encarnacion Strand past third. Here's a throw by Jew. It's cut off, and Cedar Rapids has tied it on an RBI single by Jair Camargo. Menlinger stepping in to cut that throw off from Tommy Jew. It's an RBI single for Jair Camargo as he stays hot. It's a good swing on the first pitch he sees. 111 miles an hour off the bat on that Jair Camargo RBI single to play an Encarnacion Strand. So 1-1 your score, and Jefferson Morales will step in. 2 men on, 1 down, home half of 1. Greg kicks and goes, and he finds the heart of the plate on a slider. 0-1. For Camargo, that's RBI number 7 of the season. Colonel's catcher stays hot. 0-1, Jefferson goes fishing for a slider and comes up empty. Now 0-2. Camargo, the Colombian catcher, is now 7 for his last 17. That's a nice stretch. 0-2, Morales scalds the line drive foul. Off towards the right side over the canopy above the party plaza. We'll do it again at 0-2. Greg, the tall right-hander with the glove at the belt. He's ready. And here he comes on the 0-2. Morales might have broken his bat as he lifts this foul. And indeed, he'll have to go and get a new bat.
If you catch a foul ball during the game, show that ball.
Flips his bat towards the dugout. 93. Kind of inner half there from Greg. That's a tough pitch to get barrel on. Jefferson does a very good job of putting bat to ball. He's got a small, compact strike zone. As he steps into the box, he stands 5'8", and he goes into a very deep crouch. The strike zone is small. The 0-2. Wave and a miss at a high fastball at 94. Down goes Morales, and there's a second out of the inning. Now Will Holland, who was not originally in the lineup today. Allard Solari was scheduled to start in this spot in center. Will Holland stepping in, though, that was a very late scratch. Came in kind of right around 4:45 that we had that lineup change. Will Holland digs into the batter's box. First pitch fastball is a strike there to Will, right at the knees. Holland had his first extra base hit of the season against Quad Cities, smoking a double off the wall. He's 4 for his last 14. 0-1. Down and away on a slider. Now one ball and a strike. Holland, the former Auburn shortstop. He exited on Sunday after taking an uncomfortable foul ball. 1-1, chopped towards the left side. Mason Wynn, we'll see Mendlinger step in front of him. Glove and throw into first. It's a little bit wide of the bag, and it pulls Bushberger off the bag towards the mound, and everybody is safe. It's a tough play. We'll see how it's scored. Will Holland has very good speed moving up the line, but I think that's still a play that you might want Mendlinger to make, although it is a range play off towards the left. Now Wander Javier for Cedar Rapids. The base is loaded. And two away. First offering here to Javier. Misses off the plate. 1-0. I think there's some different schools of thought that you can go with there, whether or not you want the shortstop to take that ball. You're throwing across the body. 1-0. Down and outside. Now 2-0. Whereas Mendlinger, he's got to make that adjustment and throw as he's moving to his left, almost falling away from first base. 2-0 with the bases loaded. Here to Wander Javier. This ball lifted out towards the right side and out of play. And it is an infield single, as we're told. Two balls and a strike. Here on Wander Javier, the slightly open stance. He holds the bat high above his head. Rips this down the left field line, and that's gloved by Mendlinger as he'll take a couple steps to his right and stomp on third base for out number three. The Colonels get a run on three hits. An RBI single by Jair Camargo ties us at one. To the second we go. Chamberlain, Jew, and Francisco when we come back.
Local 125, plumbers and pipe fitters of East Central Iowa. Professionals at work. The skilled trades of Local 125. Plumbing, refrigeration, pipe fitting, welding, and more. While at Veterans Memorial Stadium, make sure to check out the Plumbers and Pipe Fitters Pavilion, a standard for excellence. Find a qualified contractor at www.local125prosatwork.com. Local 125, Plumbers and Pipe Fitters of East Central Iowa.
For all the people who want to make good things happen, for the experts determined to help others, for the ones who want to be a part of something bigger, there's a career for you at Unity Point Health. We're hiring people at every experience level who are motivated to improve lives by providing safe, comfortable care. What does it take to make a difference? It just takes you. Find your opportunity online at joinuph.com. Know how much you matter to this world.
You won't read about my mom in the history books, but she's going to change history forever. You'll never learn about her in school. but she'll redefine everything we know. She's not a scientist or a doctor, but she's gonna help save a lot of lives. My mom works at Mediacom, and they're going to bring us one of the world's first 10G broadband platforms. Mom says, dream big.
One all your score here on the Colonels Baseball Network, Cedar Rapids and Peoria. In game one of a six-game set as Matt Chamberlain will step in to face the left-hander Cade Povich. One run in the first for Peoria. Mason Wynn tripled and then scored on an Aaron Antonini sac fly. Chamberlain takes ball one outside this season. He's batting .227. No extra base hits yet for the right fielder. Looks at strike one on the outside corner. Povich going to the slider there at 79. One ball, one strike. Shoots the outside corner with the fastball. Good luck. See that slider catch the outside corner, then the fastball runs back across the same spot. One ball, two strikes. Povich kicks and goes. Curveball bounced towards the right side. Pass to diving Prado, and that'll bleed into right. It's a base hit for Matt Chamberlain. He is aboard to open up the second. Now Tommy Jew. Right-handed hitter, 13th round draft pick back in 2019. Jew 5-for-18 to start off the season, hitting. Pardon me, I take that back. He's 6-for-26, batting .231. Chamberlain off of first. First pitch cut on through, tipped into the mid of Camargo, now 0-1. 92 on that Povich fastball. Defensively for Cedar Rapids, Morales, Holland, and Taylor in the outfield left to right. Encarnacion Strand at third. You know, one fouled straight back, now 0-2. Seth Gray is across from him at first. Javier at short. Anthony Prado at second. And Jair Camargo doing the catching today for Cade Povich. The infield playing him to pull. Here comes the 0-2 from the southpaw. Before that, though, he'll pick over to first. And back in time is Chamberlain. Chamberlain 1-for-2 on stolen bases this year. Steals have been a big part of the Chiefs' success in this five-game winning streak. The 0-2. Down and outside on a changeup now, 1-2. On this five-game win streak, the Peoria Chiefs have reached base at a .397 clip, and they've stolen 12 bases in their last five games. One ball and two strikes from Povich. Fouled off on a fastball at 91. Jair Camargo against the run game this year has seen base runners go 2-for-2 against him on stolen bases. Pretty small sample size in the early going. 1-2 from Povich. Wave and a miss. He puts away Jew. Good fastball at 92. Jew can't catch up to him. There's the first down to the second. And now Thomas Francisco. Povich with strikeout number two here of his day. Left on left matchup here as Francisco will step in. Povich rocks and deals. This grounded towards first. Gloved by Gray. On to second for one. Javier's relay throw is in time. 3-6-3 on that ground ball double play. A great turn by Javier on the back end. Falling away a bit from that second base bag. Still able to make a strong throw. And we move on to the home half of two. The Colonels and the Chiefs tied at one. Do it for Cedar Rapids. Gray, Taylor, and Prado.
Hey, Colonels fans, are you ready to splash up your summer? Splash Pool and Spa can help. As Iowa's number one builder of high-quality custom concrete and fiberglass swimming pools, we can transform any idea into the pool of your dreams. And now you can build your dream pool right from the Colonels bleachers with our virtual pool wish list builder. Simply visit splashpools.fun to get started, or stop into our Center Point Road location in Cedar Rapids to browse dozens of in-stock hot tubs and saunas ready to be yours. Talk about a home run. Splash up your summer with Splash Pool and Spa in Cedar Rapids, a proud sponsor of the Cedar Rapids Colonels. Splash Pool and Spa, We build fun.
Local 125, plumbers and pipe fitters of East Central Iowa, professionals at work, the skilled trades of Local 125, plumbing, refrigeration, pipe fitting, welding, and more. While at Veterans Memorial Stadium, make sure to check out the Plumbers and Pipe Fitters Pavilion, a standard for excellence. Find a qualified contractor at www.local125pros@work.com. Local 125, plumbers and pipe fitters of East Central Iowa.
Hey fans, this is Seth Gray, and you're listening to the Colonels Baseball Network.
Seth Gray will open us up here in the home half of two. Tied at one, the Cedar Rapids Colonels and the Peoria Chiefs. Here on the Colonels Baseball Network. Nice evening so far for baseball. Both pitchers working around the zone. There's strike one from Logan Gregg. Pitch number 28 for Gregg. He's thrown 19 strikes. Cade Povich, 26 pitches, 21 for strikes today. 0-1. There's strike two at the knees. Oh, and two on the way. Gray looks at ball one, just inside. One and two now the count. Right-hander Logan Gregg ready. He'll kick and go on the 1-2. This ball stroked down the left field line, and that'll slice foul out into the Plumbers and Pipe Fitters Pavilion. One ball, two strikes here on Seth Gregg. Left-handed stick for Cedar Rapids, hitting .316 with an OPS just north of 1,000. Having himself a very nice start to 2022. He's got two doubles and a home run. Three RBI, the big left-handed stick. 1-2. Whoa, that ran in and hit him. Seth Gray just keeps getting on base as he'll take a long walk down the first baseline. Leadoff man is aboard for Cedar Rapids. Now Kenny Taylor will get a chance. Gray's on base streak, pushed now to six games.
Right fielder,
Taylor, the right-handed bat out of Duke. A lot of fans excited to be here. Just got put up on the video board. Looks like a good group of college-age kids down there taking in a baseball game. Kenny Taylor steps in to face Logan Gregg, right on right matchup. The first offering skips to the plate. Good block by Antonini. The defense for Peoria in the outfield left to right, Jew and Tico and Chamberlain. Menlinger at third, Bushberger at first, Mason Wynn at short, Francisco Hernandez at second. Quick check over to first, Gray back in time. And the catcher today is Aaron Antonini, handling the right-hander Logan Gregg. 1-0 here to Kenny Taylor, playing right today for Cedar Rapids as he rips this ball down the left field line. A great diving stop by Menlinger, his throw to first in time for out number one. What a play by Noah Menlinger, diving to his right, snagging it, and making a good, strong throw after popping back to his feet. 5-3 on that ground out. Does move Seth Gray to second. Now Anthony Prado. Taylor with a big grin as he walks back into the dugout. Sometimes you hit them where they're not, and they still end up being there. Man out there for Prado as Anthony takes a slider for strike one. Prado with runners in scoring position this year, 4-for-8. Some 7 RBI in these spots. Ball one outside. Very good season all in all for Anthony Prado, entering play, hitting .394. 10 runs batted in. This ball bounced up the third baseline and foul. Count runs to 1-2. And Prado might have broken his bat. So he'll go get a new one from the dugout. Prado has been a catalyst in the lineup for Cedar Rapids this year. 12 runs scored in 9 games played. Prado currently carrying a 6-game hitting streak for Cedar Rapids. Against right-handed pitching, Prado was hitting 500. 10 for 20 coming into play here today. 1-2 from Logan Gregg to Anthony Prado. The righty from the belt takes a breath. Now he goes. Caught and a miss. Down goes Prado. Unable to catch up to that fastball at 93. So now two down and the very dangerous Christian Encarnacion Strand.
Number 43, Christian Encarnacion Strand.
You can kind of feel the fans get a little bit restless when Christian Encarnacion Strand steps in. Just get a sense that something big is going to happen when he's at the plate. 20 RBI this season, a man out there for him now as he lines this into center field, and that's down for a base hit. Turning at third is Seth Gray. Here comes a throw from the center fielder, Antico. It's cut off, and Christian Encarnacion Strand gives Cedar Rapids a 2-1 lead. RBI number 21 for Encarnacion Strand. It's his second hit of the day. What doesn't he do? Seriously, I want to know. Encarnacion Strand with the RBI single and the Colonels lead 2-1. Looked like a slider a little bit off the plate. Reached out, got it, and barreled it. Right-hander Logan Gregg working here from the stretch with a man on first and one run in here in the inning. Ball one inside on Aaron Sabato. Opportunity here for Sabato, the man on base, as he chops his foul. One ball and one strike. Right-hander ready here. Colonels leading by a run. This ball skied out towards right. Coming in on it is Matt Chamberlain with the read. Glove up, and he'll make the grab for out number three. Cedar Rapids, though, takes the lead. An RBI single by Christian Encarnacion Strand. The Colonels lead it 2-1. To the third we go. Hernandez, Medlinger, and Antico when we come back.
I'm Dr. Alicia Allen with Unity Point Clinic. My patients rely on me for all aspects of their health, so when someone needs heart care, St. Luke's is the only hospital I trust. St. Luke's team has been caring for hearts since 1978. They're always introducing the latest procedures, and many require less recovery time. That means patients can stay close to home. With St. Luke's Heart Care, I'm confident my patients will receive the care they expect and deserve.
Unity Point Health. Know how much you matter to this world.
Meet Jim. When it's nice out, he spends weekends in his yard trying to kill weeds.
Gotcha.
Meet Dave. He spends weekends on the green. That's because Greg's Lawn Service takes care of his lawn. Mowing, fertilizing, pruning, and, yep, weed control. Greg's does the big jobs, too. Landscaping, retaining walls, curb edging, and patios. So when you've had enough of those little devils...
Aha! Yes!
Call 393-0101. Greg's Lawn Service, a cut above the rest.
Stay connected with the Cedar Rapids Colonels all year long by following the Colonels' socials. Catch up with the Colonels on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at CR Colonels.
Top half of the third on the way for us here on the Colonels Baseball Network. Cedar Rapids leads 2-1 over Peoria. The Colonels hoping to put a stop to this five-game win streak for the Peoria Chiefs. The first pitch from Povich is a strike in the inside corner, 0-1. To Francisco Hernandez, the right-handed hitter, hitting 182 to open up the year as Povich misses down and in on the change. One ball, one strike from the southpaw. Now he shoots the knees with strike two. Another change up there at 86. Povich ready here on the 1-2. Trying to catch the back door with a breaking ball, but he misses just off the plate. 2-2 now on Hernandez. Colonels are in first place in the Midwest League. Povich missing down and in. On another slider, now 3-2.
The southpaw kicks and fires on the payoff pitch. Fouled away. Count stays full here on Francisco Hernandez. Slightly open stance. Kind of stands up a bit in the box. 3-2. Sit down. Povich blows 91 past Hernandez for out number one. Punch out for Cade Povich. The first out of the third, and now Noah Bentlinger will step in. Bentlinger with a great defensive play at third base a little bit earlier tonight. Povich, three strikeouts now through two and a third. First offering from Cade is a slider on the outside corner for strike one. Bentlinger this season, 4-for-15, a .267 average. Fastball right there on the black, now 0-2. See if Povich can't make it. Four quick strikeouts through 3-2, or 2-2/3. The 0-2 fastball misses just high and outside. Now one ball and two strikes from Cade Povich. Time called by our home plate umpire. Now 1-2 again from Povich. Curveball fouled off of Jair's glove. Count stays at 1-2. Around the Midwest League today, Fort Wayne leads Lansing 5-3, top of 9. 1-2 from Povich. An excuse me swing towards the left side. Glove by Encarnacion Strand. He throws on the run, and it's not in time. A tough play for Encarnacion Strand, playing to pull. As Bentlinger instead had a bit of an excuse-me swing, got the handle of the bat on that ball at least, and poked one towards Christian on that left side. So it's an infield single for Bentlinger, and with one down, a man is on first. And Tico now, the top of the order, turns back over to face Cade Povich. Bottom eight in Great Lakes. It's Great Lakes 3, Lake County 1. South Bend up 1-0 on Beloit in the top of the fifth. First pitch, curveball, and a dandy cut on through by Antico, 0-1. Dayton at home today, midway through the fifth, leads West Michigan 1-0. And Wisconsin up 2-1 on Quad Cities. No balls and a strike from Cade Povich. Off the plate at 90. Now 1-1. Like Povich kind of fell off the mound a little bit. His back foot kind of slipped on that release. He'll dig himself a new little hole there on the mound. And now the 1-1 coming. Check over to first, and they have him picked off. What a move by Povich. Bentlinger started to take a little jerk step towards second. Knew that he was caught. Tried without much success to dive back to the bag. And just like that, there's the Colonel's first pickoff of the season by a pitcher. Bentlinger picked off 1-3. Two down, and the 1-1 cut on through on a good slider there from Povich. And just like that, what was kind of a promising inning for Peoria turned into a two down, nobody on, and a 1-2 count from Cade Povich to Mike Antico. Curveball, just barely missing that inside edge, now 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Cade Povich here to Antico. Southpaw ready, kicks and fires. Misses outside at 91. Count runs full on Antico. Left on, left matchup. Payoff pitch. Breaking ball, sit down. Povich puts away Antico with a filthy curveball. For out number three, we move on to the home half of three. Camargo, Morales, and Holland. Cade Povich with three innings of one-run baseball thus far.
Is an official partner of my-
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment in only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Living here in the Midwest provides plenty of life lessons, like waiting till the last minute to check on the AC can mean a sticky evening or two, or three. It only had to happen once for me to pick up the phone and call Affordable Heating and Cooling, a premier Lennox dealer. Before you learn the hard way, schedule an air conditioning precision tune and cleaning. Plus, it's nice to know with Affordable, I'm backed by years of experience and 24-hour service and replacement. That's a good lesson to learn. Lennox, innovation never felt so good. Installed and serviced by Affordable Heating and Cooling, 362-1124.
Every kid needs a baseball. The first 500 kids to enter Veterans Memorial Stadium on June 26 will receive their very own baseball.
All right, now let's see you throw one.
Don't miss the kids' baseball giveaway on June 26th, presented by UFG.
Hey fans, this is Jair Camargo, and you're listening to the Cardinals Baseball Network.
Jair Camargo will step in here for the Cedar Rapids Colonels. One for one with a single today, an RBI single at that. First pitch, a slider cut on through, 0-1 to Jair Camargo. Right-hander Greg kicks and fires, wave and a miss. Change up there on the inner half. Camargo comes up empty, kind of back-footing him with that changeup. 0-2 now from Logan Gregg. Down and away, 1-2 to Camargo. Camargo came to the Twins organization in the Kenta Maeda trade. 1-2, called strike three on the outside corner. Camargo jog towards the dugout. He knew that spot was there. And now Jefferson Morales for the Cedar Rapids Colonels. Jefferson is 0-1. Struck out swinging in his first plate appearance. Logan Gregg, ready here from the full. He'll kick and go. Fouled away by Jefferson. No balls and a strike. The right-hander kicks and goes. Bounce towards the left side and foul. Menlinger gloving it in foul ground. That goes to 0-2. 2-1 your score. Cedar Rapids on top here in the home half of three on the Colonels Baseball Network. No balls and two strikes. Morales gets way underneath of this ball and sends it very high and very foul off towards the left side. 0-2 now to Morales. In that deep crouch in the right-handed batter's box. This ball lined towards the left side and through for a single. Jefferson Morales on with a base hit. Colonels have a man aboard with one down, and now Will Holland will bat. That was the 50th pitch today for Logan Gregg. Morales with that base hit.
Will Holland.
His fourth of the season, moving the average up to 154. Now Will Holland, who had an infield single in his first at bat. Some very good speed in the batter's box. Morales runs well over there at first. Ball one downstairs to Holland. Look around the Major League Baseball scoreboard here today. The Diamondbacks and the Nationals are scoreless, top of six. Bottom three, the Giants and the Mets are scoreless in New York. 1-0, slider there on the inside edge to Holland. I think that's the changeup for Logan Gregg. Kind of backing up into the heart of the zone. Through five, the Cardinals lead the Marlins 5-0. Yankees up 3-2 on the Tigers in the home half of three. Holland spits at a breaking ball down and outside, now 2-1. Toronto and Boston tied at one, top of four. The Rays up 3-0 on the Cubs in the top half of the third. Milwaukee 4, Pittsburgh 0, top of three. Quick check over to first. Jefferson is still there, and he's back in safely. No slide over there at first. Jefferson just dancing back. 2-1 from Gregg to Holland. Called strike two on the outside end. Fastball at 91. The Angels and the Astros just got underway, as did the Twins and the Royals. Chris Archer making the start for Minnesota today. Two balls and two strikes from Logan Gray. Little check over to first. Jefferson just back in time without a dive. The tag maybe a little bit late there from Bushberger. Two balls, two strikes. On the way from Greg to Holland. Right-hander ready. Glove at the belt. Now he goes. Called ball three outside at 92. Some finals today. The Nats 6-1 over Arizona. Game one of the doubleheader in New York. 5-4, the Mets over the Giants in 10 innings. 3-2 here to Holland. This ball grounded towards the left side. Mendlinger gloves onto second for one. The return throw onto first is, not in time, as it's dropped by Bushberger. Initially, it looked like the out call was going to be made, and then that ball squipped out of the glove of Bushberger. So man on first now, a two down for Cedar Rapids after that fielder's choice off the bat of Will Holland. Wander Javier now tapped into fielder's choice in his first at bat. Colonel shortstop, who's played a very good short today, will step in. The first pitch just misses outside, 1-0 from Logan Gregg. Javier from Bonao in the Dominican Republic. 1-0 fouled off of Antonini. Wore quite a bit of that foul ball. Kind of walk around a little bit uncomfortably. Home plate umpire will walk a new baseball out to Gray. Bonao is pretty well known for turning out some pretty impressive professional baseball players. Other notable players from Bonao include Carlos Marmol. One ball, one strike. This bounced right back in the mound. Tyler Gregg will glove and throw into first. We'll be back in a bit here on the Colonels Baseball Network. Logan Gregg making the play on that tapper back to the mound. We'll be back in a bit. Top of four. Line scores when we come back. Mason Wynn, Aaron Antonini, and Jacob Bushberger for Peoria. 2-1, the Colonels on top.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Star Wars Night is back in 2022. Colonels fans, help defend the galaxy on May 20th as Cedar Rapids welcomes back Star Wars Night. The Colonels will wear Star Wars jerseys available for auction after the game, and the 501st Central Garrison will be on the concourse to greet fans. Star Wars Night, returning to the galaxy May 20th. The NCAA Division III College World Series returns for a third year at Veterans Memorial Stadium.
To left, Caster catches, goals, get it! And birds of a feather dogpile together.
The Seagulls from Salisbury win their first ever national championship.
D3 Baseball's Finest takes on Cedar Rapids June 3rd through the 8th. Go to NCAA.com for ticket information.
Mason Wynn will step in to lead off the top half of the fourth. First offering from Cade Povich is a strike in the outside corner. 91 on that fastball from Cade Povich. Wynn tripled, then scored back in the first. 0-1, wave and a miss at a fastball now, 0-2. Mason Wynn, the shortstop today for Peoria. 0-2 here from Povich. Off the plate on a fastball at 92. Talking about shortstop Wander Javier on the Colonel side of things. 1-2 here from Povich. This ball lifted down the right field line. It's a long run for Kenny Taylor. Chasing, and that ball will drop in front of Kenny. He'll pick it up. A quick throw on to second is not in time. Mason Wynn showing off his speed as he gets up there at second and limps around a little bit. I think he's all right. Maybe an uncomfortable dive there into the second base bag. It's a double for Mason Wynn. So he is aboard there to lead off the fourth. In scoring position is the tying run. Talking about Javier from Bonao in the Dominican Republic. Other pro baseball players from Bonao include Carlos Marmol, Dievi Gruon. First offering, misses outside to Antonini, 1-0. Hansel Robles, Juan Francisco, and former Colonel Joel Peralta. Right-handed reliever. 1-0 from Povich. Just misses the outside corner now, 2-0. Joel Peralta had 23 saves for the Colonels back in 2001. 2-0. Misses the outside corner with a slider now, 3-0 to Antonini. Antonini batting 250 on the season, 2 homers, 7 RBI. I get 8 with that sack fly in the first. 3-0 fastball on the outside corner for strike one. Antonini will step back in. If you lose him, you do put the double play in order. 3-1. Called strike two. The outer reaches to the outside corner. Payoff pitch now from Povich. A strikeout would be very helpful. Speedy Mason Wynn on second. Javier playing between him and the bag with the infield plate a bit to pull. 3-2. Wave and a miss. Down goes Antonini. A filthy curveball there from Povich for the first out here of the fourth.
First baseman number 12.
Cade Povich now has struck out 5. Scattered 4 hits over 3 1/3. 1 run. It was earned. Jacob Buschberger now, the right-handed hitting first baseman. For Peoria, the open stance. Starts with the bat rested on his right shoulder. Povich picks up his front leg and looks Wynn back to second. Buschberger, 6'2", 215 pounds. Povich ready here. He kicks and goes. His ball fouled away, 0-1. Buschberger from Montague, Michigan. Spent time in Palm Beach and Peoria last season. 0-1 on the way from Cade Povich. Downstairs on a change, now 1 ball and a strike. Want a new baseball out there and they'll get it to him. Buschberger was a third-team All-American at Davenport University in Michigan. Hit 429 there one season. Ball two downstairs from Povich. He hit 311 in 71 games with Palm Beach last year. 2 balls and a strike here from Povich. Down and in. Ball at 89, now 3-1. Buschberger 10 for 28, 357 average. 1 double this season. Right-handed hitting first baseman. 3-1. Povich kicks and goes. Wynn takes off from second. This ball popped foul. Now the count runs full at 3-2. Mason Wynn not afraid to run. 4 for 4 on stolen bases. 3 Peoria Chiefs are 4 for 4 this year. Wynn, Jew, and Antico. Payoff pitch on the way from Povich to Buschberger. Southpaw kicks and fires. Called strike three in the inside corner. Dropped by Camargo, who will jog over and tap Buschberger on the backside for the second out of the inning. So Buschberger goes down on strikes. Wasn't too happy with that spot. Looked like it had the inside corner. Six punch outs now for Povich through 3 2/3. He is at 60 pitches thus far. Looks like a couple of Colonels relievers are starting to move around a little bit. That might be Bobby Malacky getting his arms loose. Down in the dugout, nothing down in the pen just yet. Povich here from the stretch, kicks and goes. First pitch slider just misses the outside corner. 1-0 to Chamberlain. That's a good slider and a very tough take. Really good spot for that pitch. Chamberlain, the 23-year-old, this ball misses outside. Throw back to second off the glove of Javier, and it skips over to Holland. Wynn takes out for third. Wills thrown out in time. Mason Wynn slides in safely over at third. Comes up covered in a lot of mud. That'll be a throwing error on the catcher, Jair Camargo. 2-0 the count on Chamberlain as that pitch missed outside. Two down here in the top half of the fourth. The tying run 90 feet from scoring now here in Mason Wynn. Strike one on the outside edge. Chamberlain with runners in scoring position is 2-for-9 this season. 2-1. This ball flipped our way to our left, and that'll bang off the window of a suite. Two balls, two strikes. Left-hander Povich ready here from the belt on the 2-2. Couldn't get him to bite at a curveball downstairs. Blocked up well by Camargo, who begs for an appeal down. They do not give Chamberlain the swing. Pitch number 66 for Cade Povich here. Two down, top half of the fourth. 3-2 on the way to Chamberlain. Southpaw kicks and goes. Just missed the outside corner at 90. As Chamberlain draws a walk, and men will be on the corners here for Tommy Ju. 0-1 with a strikeout today. San Ramon, California. Jew was two-time first-team All-Big West back at UC Santa Barbara. First time that Agacho had won first-team honors in back-to-back seasons since 2001. First pitch change there on the outside corner for strike one. Starting off the right-handed hitter with the changeup. Jew batting 231, a home run and two RBI. Men on the corners here for Povich. They're playing Jew to pull. 0-1, bounce towards the left side and off the glove of Javier. That'll get into left and let Mason Wynn come across to score. It likely would have been a difficult play for Wander with Jew's speed, but that's a play that you still want to see the shortstop get a glove on. Brad Hanner starts to warm in the Colonel's bullpen as Peoria has tied it up. And now a long walk out to the mound for Richard Salazar to go out and chat with his young left-hander. And that is a single for a Jew. As we mentioned, that was going to be a tough play deep in the hole for Javier. Two men on, two down. Brad Hanner starts to warm down to the pen for the Colonels. Hanner, who has that filthy breaking ball. It's definitely a big strikeout arm. You need a guy to come in and get a punch out. It's a guy who you'd hand the ball to. Two down here in the fourth. Povich is just trying to get through the frame. So far, Povich's line for Cedar Rapids. 3 2/3, six punch outs, one walk, two runs, both of which have been earned. He has allowed five hits here today. All in all, nearly identical line scores. for Peoria. Two runs, five hits, no errors, and none left on. For the Colonels, two runs on five hits, one error, and five left on. Povich here from the stretch, looking in on Francisco. Infield playing, the left-handed bat to pull. Povich kicks in, goes. First pitch curve, over for strike one. Really good breaking ball there from Povich. No balls, one strike. Povich desperately in need of an out here to get through the fourth inning. Fastball outside, now 1-1. Hanner throwing down in the pen, overseen by Mark Moriarty down there. 1-1 from Povich. Fastball off the plate, now 2-1. Francisco is 3-for-24 to open the year, hitting 125. The Virginia product. Two balls and a strike. Curveball lifted foul over the canopy and out of play here. 2-2. Francisco from Abingdon, Virginia. Played at East Carolina. 19th rounder in 2021. 2-2. Half swing and a miss. Sit down. Povich strikes out Francisco, tipping a slider into the mitt. So we move on to the home half of four. Peoria ties us at two for Povich. His day likely done. Four innings, seven strikeouts, just one walk, two runs, and five hits. We'll be back. Gray, Taylor, and Prado when we return. Home half of four. The Colonels and the Chiefs tied at two.
Here we go, and the 2-2 pitcher, ground ball to short, charging his Castro, he fields, he throws, not in time! Buxton beat it, Cruz scores, and the Twins win it 4-3.
He's to the line, and the left-hander delivers. Puckett swings and hits a blast, deep left center, way back, it's gone! The Twins go to the seventh game! Touch them all, Kirby Puckett! Touch them all, Kirby Puckett!
A swing and a drive, left field and deep. Back it goes, deep it goes. Grand slam, Sano!
Hey, Colonels fans, this is your voice of the Cedar Rapids Colonels, Thomas Breach, here to remind you that the Colonels Game of the Week is back on KMRY. That's right, on 93.1 FM, 1450 AM KMRY. You can catch every Wednesday Colonels game live on the air.
Here's the payoff pitch and a line drive caught by Tolbert. He's done it. He has done it. Francisco Lariano has pitched a no-hitter.
Hey, fans, this is Seth Gray, and you're listening to the Colonels Baseball Network.
Bottom half of the fourth here on the way as Seth Gray, Kenny Taylor, and Anthony Prado are the three scheduled to bat. By the way, on that Tommy Jew ball in play that was originally ruled a single, it has since been changed to an error on Colonel shortstop Wander Javier, which makes that run unearned. First offering here to Seth Gray, misses off the plate, 1-0. Now Seth tags a ball, very foul, but also very, very deep out to right. 1-1 to Seth Gray. Left-handed bat out of Wright State. Now he sends a ball the other way, foul. One ball and two strikes. Logan Gregg ready, he kicks and goes. Ball two inside. 2-2. Oh, you know what? I just caught that scoring change. It was still a single. Ball three down and in on Seth Gray. Still a single for Tommy Jew, but because of that throwing error by Camargo allowing the runner to go to third, that makes that run unearned. Seth Gray bounces a payoff pitch foul towards the right side.
Raffle has been claimed. Thank you.
Payoff pitch from Logan Gregg to Seth Gray coming in again. This will be the seventh pitch of the plate appearance. See if Povich's day is done. Hanner no longer throwing in the pen. Gray chases a high fastball, and down he goes. More out number one. Now Kenny Taylor, southpaw, beginning to throw for the Chiefs down to the pen. Right-hander ready here to face Kenny Taylor. First pitch is a strike in the outside corner. You know, as an official score, too, that's one of those that you don't really think about when you think about the job that official scorers have. Strike two in the outside corner. Keeping track of things like, you know, whether or not an error advanced a base runner to a base where they wouldn't have scored from. 0-2. Logan Gregg here to Kenny Taylor. High and outside now. 1-2. The right-hander kicks and deals. This ball lifted out towards center field. A couple steps in for Antico. He'll go back now and make the catch for out number two. Two down, and Anthony Prado will step in.
Second baseman number one, Anthony Prado.
Prado 0-2 today, a ground out and a strikeout. Right-hander kicks and fires, and Gregg finds the strike zone, 0-1. Deal one on the way. Prado takes ball one inside. One ball, one strike. Prado looks at one well inside, now 2-1. Colonels and the Peoria Chiefs knotted at two. The 2-1 coming. Anthony Prado looks at strike two in the outside end. The dangerous Christian Encarnacion Strand on deck if Prado can extend the inning. 2-2. Anthony sends a ball high out to left center field. Antico moving back into the alley, and he'll make the grab for out number three. Prado gets good one on it, but he hits it to the deepest part of this park. We move on to the top half of the fifth. When we come back, your Colonels trivia question. When we return to the Colonels Baseball Network.
Are you a trivia whiz?
Here's a piece of trivia.
Do you think you know baseball inside and out?
No, we got this.
Is history your specialty?
Inconceivable!
If you answered yes to any of these questions, then don't miss the Colonel's Fifth Inning Trivia during the fifth inning of every game on the Colonel's Baseball Network.
Out riddled. I thought you might be Batman.
Test your knowledge and tweet your answers to @CRColonels for a chance to receive a shout-out on the broadcast. Get ready for an evening of enchantment with the Colonels on June 18th with Princess Night. Bring the kids to see their favorite princesses as they stroll through the concourse. Special meet and greet ticket packages with Little Princess Party's princesses are available in limited supplies, so be sure to get yours before the clock strikes midnight. Princess Night with the Cedar Rapids Colonels is sure to be a ball on June 18th.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 22nd through 25th for the induction of Bud Fowler, Gil Hodges, Jim Cott, Minnie Minoso, Tony Oliva, Buck O'Neill, and David Ortiz as the class of 2022. Visit baseballhall.org today for the
top half of the fifth here on the Colonels Baseball Network. 2-2, your score between Cedar Rapids and Peoria. As the Chiefs tied things up with an unearned run back in the fourth. Kane Povich back out on the hill. A righty and two lefties here in the inning. First pitch from Povich draws a swing and a miss for strike one. So maybe Povich to get this right-hander and, you know, try and get him the next two batters after Hernandez. 0-1 from the southpaw. Strike two. 75 pitches for Povich. Here thus far, 50 for strikes. 0-2 here from the southpaw. Curveball, sit down. He freezes Hernandez on the outside corner for out number one. Kate Povich with a big strikeout here to open up his fifth inning of work.
Third baseman.
That'll bring up the left-handed hitting Noah Mentlinger. Povich with eight strikeouts thus far today, tying a season high for the Colonel's left-hander. Infield playing Mentlinger to pull. First offering here from Povich is a ball just a little bit high there on Mentlinger. His eight strikeouts are a career high. He set that in his first start of the season in Quad Cities. 1-0 slider there, strike one on the outside corner. Your Colonel's fifth inning trivia question today is, we mentioned Cade Povich celebrated his 22nd birthday on his start last week. Big wave and a miss at a good slider, now 1-2. Which current Cedar Rapids Colonel celebrated his birthday yesterday? You can tweet those answers to us at CRColonels. On Twitter, that's at CRColonels. Looking for the currently active Cedar Rapids Colonel who celebrated his birthday yesterday. 1-2 from Povich. He misses well outside on a fastball. 91 there to Mentlinger. Two balls, two strikes, one away here in the fifth. Misses low and outside on a slider. Now 3-2 the count. Left-handed hitting Mike Antico. In the on-deck circle, Povich about to finish his second trip through the order. 3-2 from the southpaw. God, I'm looking on the inside edge. A filthy curveball catching that inside corner to put away Mentlinger. Nine strikeouts for Povich, and that'll bring up Mike Antico.
Center fielder number five, Mike Antico.
Here comes Brian Dinkelman, and that looks like it'll be it for Povich. 82 pitches in. What an effort. Here from the left-hander, just one earned run for Cade Povich through 4 2/3, five hits. He walked just one and struck out nine. Brad Hanner will come in to take the baseball when we come back here on the Colonel's Baseball Network. 2-2 your score, Cedar Rapids and Peoria.
Now pitching for the Colonel's number four.
Colonel's fans, the Twins' future is here with MILB.TV. With all home and most away games streamed live, the only way to watch the Colonels on any device this season is on MILB.TV. Subscribe today to watch over 6,500 games, including all available playoff games from over 100 minor league baseball teams, live or on demand. Download the MILB First Pitch app from the Google Play or Apple App Store to watch on the go. Use promo code Colonels at checkout to save $10 on a yearly subscription. Visit MILB.TV for details today.
The party at the park never stops in Cedar Rapids. The Colonels offer a wide range of ticket options, including single game, 10-game coupon tickets, and a variety of season ticket packages. Visit colonels.com to purchase tickets or call the ticket office at 319-896-7960 to secure your seat at the next Colonels home game.
Let the good times roll. Cedar Rapids Colonels, let the good times roll.
Hey fans, this is Brad Hanner, and you're listening to the Colonels Baseball Network.
Brad Hanner will take the ball here for Cedar Rapids in the top half of the fifth. Two men down, and Hanner coming into the decision in a tie ball game here. On the Colonel's Baseball Network, knotted it two. Brad Hanner toeing up the rubber. This season, the 6'4 right-hander has pitched to an ERA of zero. No earned runs. Over three innings of work, three strikeouts, just two walks. For the right-hander, he kicks and fires, missing down and in at 92 on Mike Antico. Hanner, originally from Orange County, Virginia, he Played two seasons of college baseball at Patrick and Henry, College. Fouled back our way. That'll get out of play. One and one now here on Mike Antico. Two-year score, one ball and a strike on the way from Brad Hanner. Strike two in the inside end. Hanner looking for a strikeout here of Antico. Brad will take a breath. Now he kicks and goes on the 1-2. Whoa, way inside to that catch, Antino, and it did. Antico takes that fastball in her half. Actually make it a breaking ball from Hanner. Didn't break much. It just started inside and stayed inside, catching Antico. Go ahead, run will be on base now for Peoria. As Mason Wynn steps in, 2-for-2 today with a triple and a double. Wynn has looked good in the box today, blasting one off the left field wall off of Povich back in the first. First offering on the way here from Hanner. Off the mitt of Camargo, and Antico will scramble ahead to second. Fastball might have crossed up Camargo. Caught him pretty good in the glove. We'll see how that gets ruled. Hanner's last outing against Quad Cities. He finished things out. Striking out one in a scoreless inning of work. That is a pass ball to Camargo. Strike one on the outside edge now from Hanner, coming right back. Getting your Colonel's fifth inning trivia question. Which current Cedar Rapids Colonel celebrated his birthday yesterday? And we do have a correct answer. One ball and one strike from Hanner. This ball fouled back, one and two. And receiving a shout out here in the broadcast, Beth Holland with the correct answer of Will Holland, celebrating his birthday yesterday. Will playing center field today for Cedar Rapids. One ball and two strikes. This ball grounded towards the right side. Prado makes the stab. He has to throw quickly, and it's in time for out number three. A great play by Anthony Prado, ranging to his left to get out number three and strand Antico on base. We'll be back, home half of five, tied at two, right here on the Colonels Baseball Network.
Parents, we all know your kids love our shaved ice stand where they can get their favorite flavor, cherry, grape, or even rainbow. New this year, as a reward to you for waiting in line with them, we will also be selling adult frozen beverages at the shaved ice stand. We've got four amazing flavors, sangria, Moscow Mule, Blue Hawaii, and a delicious frozen Arnold Palmer. The Colonel's Shaved Ice Stand, featuring flavors for the whole family.
Ooh, that's a bingo.
Fans can play baseball bingo at Colonel's Sunday home games this season.
Is that the way you say it? That's a bingo?
You just say bingo.
Play along every Sunday at Veterans Memorial Stadium for a chance to win a special Amana weekend getaway sponsored by Ox Yoke Inn.
Bingo! How fun!
Don't miss postseason college baseball at Veterans Memorial Stadium. The Cedar Rapids Colonels play host to the 2022 American Rivers Conference Tournament on May 12th through the 14th. The ARC Championship runs through Cedar Rapids this May.
Hey fans, this is Christian Encarnacion Strand, and you're listening to the Colonels Baseball Network.
A new left-hander to the ballgame for the Peoria Chiefs as we're back here in the home half of five, tied at two on the Colonels Baseball Network. Nathaniel Heredia comes into the game, originally scheduled to get the start today as the sidewinding left-hander fires in a strike. They're on Christian Encarnacion Strand. Nearly identical line scores today, two runs, five hits. A lone errant today on the Colonels. Encarnacion Strand waves through a changeup there at 84 as the count goes to 0-2 from the left-hander Heredia. Southpaw kicks and deals. Way outside now, 1-2. Heredia coming on in relief of Greg. He's ready here on the 1-2. Laced foul. Fastball at 95. Do it again now at 1-2. Heredia, 6'5", 200-pound left-hander. Signed from the Dominican Republic back in 2018. 1-2, bounced foul. Up towards the Peoria dugout. 1-2 to Christian Encarnacion Strand. 2-for-2 today with a couple of singles. Keeping his hitting streak alive up to 5 games now. Heredia ready, he'll kick and go. Caught in a miss, had a splitter down in the zone. Picked up by Antonini. He throws down to first in time for out number one. 2-3, finishing off that strikeout of Encarnacion Strand. And now Aaron Sabato. 0-for-2 with a flyout. He's also drawn a walk today. By the way, for Encarnacion Strand, this multi-hit game is his 5th of the season already. This is game number 10. He's only played in 9. Heredia kicks and goes. Sabato looks at strike one on the inside corner. .97 on that fastball from Heredia. The 0-1. Strike two on the inside edge. I don't know if that's a splitter that Heredia features. Looked like he threw a couple to Encarnacion Strand. 0-2 here from the southpaw. Misses down and outside on maybe a slider. One ball, two strikes, one down, home half of 5. Southpaw Heredia ready to go. Sabato fouls this away. Keeps the count at 1-2. Looking around the Twins organization today. St. Paul down 10-0 to Toledo on the road, bottom of 8. 1-2, Sabato. Chases a high fastball. He goes down swinging. Second out here, the 5th. And now Jair Camargo. Wichita leads Midland 3-0. Fort Myers defeated Deendon 4-2. Heredia looking in here on Jair Camargo. Strike one at the knees. 2 the right-handed hitting catcher for Cedar Rapids. Wave and a miss by Camargo, now 0-2. The Saints tonight have just 3 hits. They're each from former Colonels. Jose Miranda, Mark Contreras, and Jermaine Palacios. Heredia ready on the 0-2 here to Jair Camargo. Downstairs, couldn't get him to chase a fastball at 96, now 1-2. Michael Hellman homered today for Wichita. Camargo goes down swinging at a slider on the outer half. 3 men up, 3 men down for Nathaniel Heredia. We'll be back in the top half of 6. Aaron Antonini, Jacob Bushberger, and Matt Chamberlain. 3, 4, and 5 when we come back here on the Colonels Baseball Network.
Colonels fans, tune in 30 minutes prior to first pitch to catch the Colonels Leadoff Show, hosted by the voice of the Colonels, Thomas Breach. The Colonels Leadoff Show features interviews with Cedar Rapids coaches and players, special guest appearances, in-depth analysis, and more. Don't miss the Colonels Leadoff Show, airing live 30 minutes before every Colonels game.
Anything is possible at Bark in the Park night with the Colonels. This season, Cedar Rapids will raise the woof with four Bark in the Park nights presented by Lou and Ainsley of Urban Acres Real Estate. Fans can register online to bring their dog to the game. All dogs need tickets, and 100% of dog ticket proceeds will benefit Critter Crusaders. Check Colonels.com for more information.
Keep your hands warm and your cans cool with a Can Koozie, presented by Ann Roshar Realtor and Keller Williams Legacy Group, Cedar Rapids. Be one of the first 1,000 fans at Veterans Memorial Stadium on Friday, June 24th, and you will receive a free Can Koozie.
Hey fans, this is hitting coach Sean Schlechter, and you're listening to Colonels Baseball Network.
Brad Hanner back on the hill for Cedar Rapids here in the top half of the sixth inning. Aaron Antonini, Jacob Buschberger, and Matt Chamberlain. 3-4 and 5 for Peoria. Face the right-hander Brad Hanner. Two runs on five hits. No errors and three left for Peoria. Two runs on five hits. One error and five left on for Cedar Rapids today. Hanner kicks and deals. His first pitch is a strike in the outside corner to Antonini. Aaron today 0-for-1. He's struck out swinging and lifted a sac fly. The score, Mason Wynn. 0-1, bounce towards Prado, right at him. He'll go down to a knee to pick it up. Throw on to first in time for out number one. 4-3 on that ground out retires Antonini. Now Jacob Buschberger. Mason Wynn has been a thorn in the Colonel's side today.
First baseman number 12.
He's 2-for-3 with two runs scored in that two hole. Hanner was able to retire him to end the fifth inning on a really nice play by the man who just made that last play, Anthony Prado. Colonel's second baseman, first pitch breaking, slider or fastball on the outside corner. We'll get there eventually. Fastball with some glove side action for Brad Hanner. 0-1. Breaking ball, bounce towards the right side. Nice backhand stop by Sabato and a good lead throw on to Hanner, who gets to the bag in time for out number two. 3-1 on that ground out off the bat of Jacob Buschberger, and Matt Chamberlain will step in, the right fielder. 1-for-1 with a single and a walk. You have final lines on both your pitchers today. For the Colonels, Kate Povich, he goes 4 2/3, five hits, two runs, one was earned. Walked one and struck out a career high 9. And for Peoria's Logan Gregg, 4 innings, 5 hits, 2 runs. He walked 1 and struck out 4. Check swing by Chamberlain. He fouls it off. John Teague will come out to grab that baseball as Camargo will get a new baseball for Brad Hanner. And like that foul ball might have caught a little bit of Joe McCarthy, our home plate umpire here today. Right on the ribs maybe. McCarthy with a grin, chatting with Matt Chamberlain. You always kind of like that catcher-umpire relationship that you have. If the catcher takes a foul tip, the umpire will slow things down a little bit, take the ball out himself to the mound. If the umpire takes one, the catcher will go out and chat with the pitcher, take his time, make sure the umpire is all right. 0-1 now from Hanner. This ball lifted foul. Well out of play towards the left side. Looks like Cody Lawyerson starting to throw for the Colonels down in their bullpen. We heard there was a chance that he might not piggyback Hadrick, or at the very least get an inning today and then still piggyback Hadrick. 0-2 down and in off the mitt of Camargo, and it'll skip to the backstop. One ball and two strikes from Brad Hanner to Matt Chamberlain. Right. Right-hander kicks and fires. This ball bounced towards the right side. In comes Prado on the move. He'll glove and shovel onto first just in time to get Matt Chamberlain. Anthony Prado has sure been busy. Three of the last four outs have been to second base. We move on to the home half of six. Brad Hanner, a three-up, three-down frame. Morales, Holland, and Javier when we come back.
For your information, I've located the problem. There's no power going into the high-voltage transformer.
Colonels fans, are you looking to upgrade your television experience?
Hey, you want power?
That would help.
Your call.
Every Thursday home game, starting May 5th, three lucky fans ages 18 and older will win a free 50-inch TV. You can enter by stopping by the First Federal Credit Union table on the concourse.
Really? It was an accident.
An accident? You almost killed me, and you say it was an accident?
That's Big Screen Thursday, presented by First Federal Credit Union. Every Thursday home game, starting on May 5th.
Stay connected with the Cedar Rapids Colonels all year long by following the Colonels' socials. Catch up with the Colonels on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at CR Colonels.
Hola fanáticos, soy Jefferson y están escuchando Kernels Baseball Network.
Jefferson Morales will step in to lead us off here in the home half of the sixth inning on the Kernels Baseball Network. Cedar Rapids and Peoria tied at two, and now a good time as any to take a look around the Midwest League here on a chilly Midwest evening. First offering to Jefferson downstairs, 1-0. In Dayton, they're in the top of the ninth, 3-0. The Dragons lead West Michigan. 1-0 to Morales. Outside, 2-0. Fastball that time from Heredia. Bottom of six, the Timber Rattlers lead Quad Cities 2-1. That's in Wisconsin, up in Appleton. 2-0. Morales fouls it back right off the door behind home plate. It goes to two balls and a strike. Some finals for you around Midwest League action as Morales sculls a line drive foul off the netting down that first base line. Fort Wayne beat Lansing 10-3. Great Lakes 3-1 over Lake County. South Bend shut out Beloit 3-0. 2-2, Heredia here to Morales. Wave and a miss, Jefferson goes down swinging. There's a first down to the sixth. Heredia's faced four and he's retired all four. Stuff has looked really good. It's a difficult-to-pick-up delivery for Heredia. In fact, Heredia's punched out all four that he's faced. Four up, four down, all by way of the strikeout. Kind of got elbows and knees flying at you there on the mound, and it comes from a very, very low slot. Strike one to Hollins. Starting him off with a slider. Big frame, too. For Heredia, it's a good package on the mound overall with the mechanics, the stuff, size. 0-1 downstairs now, one ball and a strike to Will. Another slider there from Heredia. Lawyerson warming for the Colonels down in the pen. So Beloit gets shut out again. They've really struggled to hit the baseball this season. Outside now, 2-1 to Holland. It's a big spot for Holland to get on base, especially against a guy like Heredia. Got Lawyerson likely coming in for Cedar Rapids. He could give you some length out of the pen. He might be able to go 7, 8, and 9. You'd get him the lead here. 2-1, half swing, and yes, he did go there for Holland. Count runs even at 2. You get Holland on base. I'd imagine the Colonels would be thinking steal. Get a man in scoring position for Javier. Ball three off the plate. Good take there by Holland. Holland has been working some very, very good at-bats for Cedar Rapids this season. Walking at a 23% clip. Payoff pitch. Ball four outside. Will Holland works another walk, and his blazing speed is on base. Wander Javier.
Wander Javier
will step into the batter's box. Holland off of first for Cedar Rapids. Will this season on the base paths is 2-for-3. Last season he had 19 stolen bases with Fort Myers. Heredia from the stretch. First pitch to Javier, ripped down the left field line. It's hooking and it's gone! Bombs away! Wander Javier just tucks it inside that left field foul pole. Then Cedar Rapids leads 4-2 over Peoria. It's Wander's first home run of the season. A line shot off the bat down that left field line, just keeping it fair. Boy, he had to go in to get that pitch. A slider at 84. Maybe 3 or 4 inches inside. Javier just getting the barrel of the bat out in front. Look at that. Inside out swing, getting that ball pulled down the left field line and just tucking it inside that left field foul pole. 4-2 Cedar Rapids. First pitch to Gray, fouled straight back. See if we can't get another look at the metrics on that home run for Wander Javier in a moment. 4-2 Colonels, Wander's first home run of the season. Ball one inside to Seth Gray. As clutch as they come for Javier at that two. One ball and one strike now to Seth. Ball two outside. For now, that puts Brad Hanner in line for the win. Now for Cedar Rapids. See if they do call on Lawyerson in the seventh to try and protect it. Two and one, a shattered bat. Two hopper to first, past the glove of Bushberger, and all Francisco Hernandez can do is knock it down. John Teagle raced out to grab that bat. The barrel ended up almost further than the ball went. They're out to shallow second base. That bat absolutely shattered. Looks like the barrel almost slivered in half. My goodness. Seth Gray aboard with a single. Air Force Cedar Rapids. Now Kenny Taylor, who's 0-for-2 with a ground out and a flyout, will step in. And it looks like our home plate umpire picking up some more slivers of that bat. That bat is everywhere. I can guarantee you that bat will never be used to hit a baseball again. But hey, you know, when you're hot, you stay hot and you find ways to get on base even when your bat shatters like that. And it's exactly what Seth Gray did for Cedar Rapids. So Kenny Taylor will bat now with a two-run lead and a man on first with one down. Well, four straight strikeouts for Heredia, and then the last three men have reached. A hit by pitch, a home run, and a busted bat single. First pitch fastball, maybe a frustration pitch, missing well outside, 1-0. Seth Gray, that base hit for Cedar Rapids. Takes a lead off of first, not a big one. And he takes off, swing and a miss at a pitch upstairs, throw down to second, is in time to get Gray. Seth Gray caught stealing. For out number two here in the home half of the sixth. 2-4 on that caught stealing for those of you scoring at home. Taylor swinging through that strike, 1-1 from Heredia. Swung and tipped into the miss, into the mitt of Antonini, and now one and two. Lawyerson continues to throw down to the pen for CR. One ball, two strikes here from Heredia. Caught and a miss at a high fastball at 94. We move on to the seventh. Cedar Rapids gets a pair. A Wander Javier two-run shot puts the Colonels back in front. It'll be Tommy Two, Thomas Francisco, and Francisco Hernandez when we come back in the top half of the seventh.
They're back. Colonels fans, you asked and we listened. This year we are bringing back French fries. Now available in both our first base and home plate concession stands at Veterans Memorial Stadium. Pair your favorite ballpark entree with French fries.
OMG. It's delicious.
Make sure to order some with the cheese sauce for dipping. Colonels fans, make sure to stop at our Hot Corner Grill this season. Located right in front of the main entrance along the third base line, the Hot Corner Grill features fan favorites like the grilled ribeye sandwich and all-beef foot-long hot dog, along with brand new additions such as a jumbo kielbasa sausage and grilled pork tenderloin sandwich. We offer many gluten-free meat options, along with the gluten-free buns located only in this stand. That's the Hot Corner Grill, right down the third base line at Veterans Memorial Stadium. Keep your hands warm and your cans cool with a Can Koozie, presented by Ann Rochar Realtor and Keller Williams Legacy Group, Cedar Rapids. Be one of the first 1,000 fans at Veterans Memorial Stadium on Friday, June 24th, and you will receive a free Can Koozie.
Hey fans, this is Cody Larson, and you're listening to the Colonels Baseball Network.
Cody Larson will come in a pitch for the Colonels here in the top half of the seventh inning. The right-hander out of Maine. Cody Larson, 6'4", 205 pounds. Right-hander from Moscow, Maine. Drafted out of the University of Maine. Comes on in relief of Brad Hanner, who's now in line for the win. First pitch is a slider down and outside to Tommy Jew. There from Cody Lawyerson. Cody is starting out this season as the piggyback pitcher behind Brent Hedrick. Only went one inning back on Friday, 1-0. Downstairs now, 2-0. And it kind of sounded like it would be a possibility that Lawyerson would pitch in the front end of this week just to get some innings back. 2-0, there's a fastball at 91 at the knees. 2-1 from Lawyerson. Two balls, one strike to Tommy Jew. Strike two on the outside edge. Going right back with a fastball. And as that is the case, Lawyerson into pinch for Cedar Rapids. Kind of interested to see how long his leash will be. 2-2. Slider fouled off of Jew as the count will hang even here at two balls and two strikes. For Peoria, two runs on five hits, no errors and three left on. For Cedar Rapids, four runs on seven hits, one error and five left aboard. 2-2 from Lawyerson. This is upstairs with a slider, now 3-2. Both starting pitchers today taking no decisions in this ball game. Payoff pitch. Down and outside, ball four. Lawyerson issues a leadoff walk to Tommy Jew, and now Thomas Francisco. The Chiefs' designated hitter will step in. Francisco, 6 foot, 211 pounds. The left-handed hitter digs in to face Lawyerson. Cody peeks over his left shoulder at Tommy Jew. 4-for-4 on steals this year. First pitch off the glove of Camargo, who picks it up, is thrown down to second as Jew took off, is not in time. To go is, I'm sure, a wild pitch, or maybe a pass ball. I guess we'll see. Not a stolen base for Jew. He wasn't breaking until after that ball got away from Camargo. As The man on second base, 1-0 the count. And it is a wild pitch for Lawyerson. 1-0 laced foul. One and one now to Francisco. John Teague runs some more baseballs out to our home plate umpire, Joe McCarthy. For the Chiefs, starter today, Logan Gregg, four innings, two runs both earned on five hits and a walk. He struck out four. One ball and one strike here from Lawyerson. Just outside, now 2-1. And for the Colonels, Cade Povich. He goes 4 2/3, five hits, one walk, two runs, one was earned, and he struck out nine. Two balls and a strike to Francisco, fouled away. Now 2-2. Lawrison can use a strikeout here. Count stands even on Francisco. Lawrison with a breath, he kicks and goes. This ball lifted down the left field line and foul. It's out into the Plumbers and Pipefitters Pavilion. 12 pitches for Lawyerson, six strikes. Cody trying to regain his control. He'll step off the mound and glare Jew back to second. Two balls, two strikes. Lawyerson with the glove up high near his chin. He'll kick and fire. There goes Jew. The pitch misses inside. Throw down to third is off the glove of Encarnacion Strand. Jew in there safely, stealing third as the count runs full on Thomas Francisco. Tying run is at the plate for Peoria. Still not on the base paths yet. Payoff pitch from Lawyerson, looking to put away Francisco. This ball lifted out towards left. Morales to his right, moving back, and he'll make the grab over the shoulder to bring that one in. Jew tagging from third, and he'll score on the sacrifice fly. So Francisco flies out on the sacrifice. Jew scores, and Francisco Hernandez now for Peoria. In a 4-3 game, the base is empty and one down. Mr. Shucks, keeping the fans entertained here. Hanging out with the fans down that third baseline. First pitch fastball from Lawyerson just down there on Hernandez, 1-0. There's strike one on the inside edge. Now one ball and one strike to Francisco Hernandez. Lawyerson ready. He'll kick and deal. Missing just downstairs. Now 2-1. Lawyerson needs a couple of outs here. 2-1. Slider fouled away. Now 2-2. Povich was sharp today for Cedar Rapids. 72% first pitch strike rate. We had him unofficially. 82 pitches, 54 strikes, 15 swinging strikes for Povich today. Two balls, two strikes. On the way from Lawyerson. Camargo setting up. God, I'm looking at the knee. Fastball painting the knees there for Lawyerson. And there's at number two, putting away Francisco Hernandez. Noah Mettlinger will step in, one for two with a single and a strikeout. Brad Hanner in relief today, 1 1/3, scoreless. Retired 4 of 5. He did hit a batter. First offering to Mettlinger, misses down and outside, 1-0. Lawyerson ready. He'll kick and fire. Downstairs now 2-0. 21 pitches, 10 strikes for Lawyerson. And now Osiris Herman will begin to throw for the Colonels down in the pen. 2-0 from Lawyerson. Laced foul. Two balls and a strike. I think you get the sense this might be the only inning for Lawyerson. Two balls and a strike. Half swing. Yes, he did. Count runs to 2-2. I think regardless, that probably would have been a strike on Mendlinger. Two balls, two strikes, two down, top of seven. Lawyerson rocks and deals. Sit down. He strikes out Mendlinger with a fastball, and we move on to the home half of seven. Time to stretch. Lawyerson allows a run but strikes out two. The Colonels lead 4-3 over Peoria. We'll be back in a bit right here on the Colonels Baseball Network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Star Wars Night is back in 2022. Colonels fans, help defend the galaxy on May 20th as Cedar Rapids welcomes back Star Wars Night. The Colonels will wear Star Wars jerseys available for auction after the game, and the 501st Central Garrison will be on the concourse to greet fans. Star Wars Night, returning to the galaxy May 20th. The NCAA Division III College World Series returns for a third year at Veterans Memorial Stadium.
To left, Caster catches, goes, get it! And birds of a feather dogpile together.
The Seagulls from Salisbury win their first ever national championship.
D3 Baseball's Finest takes on Cedar Rapids June 3rd through the 8th. Go to NCAA.com for ticket information.
Hey fans, this is Anthony Prado, and you're listening to the Colonels Baseball Network.
Anthony Prado will step in here to open things up in the home half of the seventh. Your Cedar Rapids Colonels on top of the Peoria Chiefs, 4-3. You're in game one of a six-game series, a 6:35 p.m. start here tonight. Tomorrow, Thursday, and Friday. Strike one on the outside edge to Prado. 2:05 on Saturday and Sunday. Lots of opportunities to come out here to the ballpark. 0-1 outside now, 1-1. Cedar Rapids will be on the road next week in Beloit. 1-1. Prado takes strike two on the inside edge at 92. They're from Heredia. Good matchup today between the first and second place team in the West Division of the Midwest League. 1-2 fouled back by Prado. Mentioned Herman warming in the pen for CR. He's been the closer for this club. He's received both their save opportunities, converted them both. 1-2 fouled away. One ball and two strikes from Heredia. Ready to rock and deal on Anthony Prado. Wave and a miss. Anthony goes down swinging. Striking out on the slider. Now Christian Encarnacio and Strand, 2-for-3 here today. His fourth multi-hit game of the season. Encarnacion and Strand. Actually, pardon, his fifth multi-hit game of the season. He's played in now 10 games, and he has had a multi-hit game in half of them. First pitch fouled away, 0-1. About as red hot of a start as you can possibly have for Christian Encarnacion and Strand. lined an RBI single up the middle in his second at bat today. Oh, one off the plate. Now one and one. Twins Radio had Christian on last week on their minor league report to chat about his hot start. One ball and one strike. Down and inside now, 2-1. It's a big part of the order for Heredia to get through. After Encarnacion and Strand, you've got Sabato to deal with. Two balls and one strike from the southpaw. Called strike two. The outer reaches in the outside corner, now 2-2. Some major league scores, a couple of finals already. Game one of doubleheaders, both these games. The Nats 6-1 over the Diamondbacks. The Mets 5-4 over the Giants in 10. The 2-2, called strike three in the inside corner. Down goes Encarnacion Strand. Now Aaron Sabato, 0-2. He's walked, blown out, and struck out today. The D-backs trail the Nationals 1-0. The top half of the ninth, midway through the seventh. The Mets lead the Giants 3-1. Cards up 5-1 on the Marlins, top of nine. Through six, the Yankees lead the Tigers 3-2. They're also through six in Boston, 1-1 between the Blue Jays and the Red Sox. Inside 1-0. Tampa Bay leads the Cubs 4-3 in the home half of the sixth. The Brewers up 4-1 on Pittsburgh, top of seven. The Angels up 2-1 on the Astros. Ball too high and outside. The Phillies lead the Rockies 1-0 through three. And at Kauffman, the Twins lead the Royals 3-1. 2-1 from Heredia. Missed inside, now 3-0 to Aaron Sabato. Nick Gordon has a triple today. Scored a run for Minnesota. 3-0. Whoa, fouled back and banging hard off the door that allows you field access there behind home plate. John Teague after that baseball. Balls at a strike here on Sabato. Really good hitter's count for a guy you do not want to mess with in the strike zone. 3-1 off the plate, ball four. Sabato draws a walk, and now Jair Camargo, 1-for-3 with a single and a couple of punch outs. And Camargo will start backpedaling to the on deck circle. We'll have a mound visit here for the Peoria Chiefs. Right-hander begins to throw down to the pen for Peoria. The pitching coach, Edwin Moreno, out to chat with his right or with his left-hander. So the Twins up 3-1 on the Royals right now in the fifth inning. Nick Gordon, a triple and a run scored. Gary Sanchez, 2-for-2. The right-hander warming down to the pen for Peoria is Leonardo Taveras. Luis Arraez is a multi-hit game. He's 2-for-3 with a run scored. Gary Sanchez actually 2-for-2 with two doubles and an RBI. Nice day for Gary. Chris Archer has thrown four innings of one-run ball, two hits, one walk, and five strikeouts. Jair Camargo now for Cedar Rapids. Two away in the home half of the seventh. First pitch, splitter down and in, 1-0 on Camargo. Heredia, after issuing that free pass to Aaron Sabato, working with two down. 1-0, strike one on the outside corner to Camargo at 93. One ball, one strike, two down, home half of seven. The Colonels up 4-3 on Peoria. Ball two outside. Camargo homered three times against Quad Cities in that six-game series last week. Two balls and one strike on the way to Jair. This ball ripped, a bullet down the right field line and in there for a base hit. Racing around second is Aaron Sabato. It's fumbled with out there by Chamberlain. Coasting into third, Sabato, and in standing with a double is Jair Camargo out there at second base. His second hit of the game, a bullet double down that right field line. Camargo just getting a good swing on that baseball, blasting it the opposite way. It's his second double of the season. Two men out there, two down, and a big at bat for Jefferson Morales. Camargo stays red hot for Cedar Rapids. He has had a really nice string of ball games for CR. Now the average for Jair sits at 333. He's 9 for 27. And he's 8 for his last 20. Morales steps in against Heredia. Oh, first pitch fastball way outside. A good reach by Antonini to keep that ball from going to the backstop. It's a tough play for a catcher reaching across your body. Fastball at 94, pulling your weight with you as you reach out to snag that fastball. 1-0 now. Morales sends a ball foul in the air off towards the right side. One ball, one strike. The left-hander, Heredia, working on Jefferson Morales. Ball two outside. Will Holland awaits in the on-deck circle. Morales had a really, really nice run in Cedar Rapids last year. Two balls, one strike. Fouled away now, 2-2. With the Colonels, he hit 301 with five home runs across 25 games. And now Antonini will go out to chat with Heredia. Overall last season, Jefferson was considerably better against left-handed pitching. He hit 304 with a 929 OPS against left-handers. He's got a lefty on the mound here in Heredia. 6'5 left-hander working against the 5'8 right-handed hitting catcher. 2-2. Way high and outside, and again, Antonini with a difficult stab across his body to keep that ball from going to the backstop. Sabato would have to get a good read on a ball to the backstop. Two down, two men out there, and a payoff pitch here to Jefferson Morales. Ball four, high and outside. The Colonels have loaded them up for Will Holland. Now I'd assume, too, that this next inning will, no matter what, be Osiris Herman for Cedar Rapids. Patrick Anderson, the first-year manager of Peoria, will come out, and that'll be it for Nathaniel Heredia. When we come back, the Chiefs will hand the ball off to Leonardo Taveras, looking to keep this a one-run ball game. The bases are loaded for Cedar Rapids with two down in the seventh. Will Holland will bat for the Colonels against Taveras when we come back.
For your information, I've located the problem. There's no power going into the high-voltage transformer.
Colonels fans, are you looking to upgrade your television experience?
Hey, you want power?
That would help.
Your call.
Every Thursday home game, starting May 5th, three lucky fans, ages 18 and older, will win a free 50-inch TV. You can enter by stopping by the First Federal Credit Union table on the concourse.
Really? It was an accident.
An accident? You almost killed me, and you say it was an accident?
That's Big Screen Thursday, presented by First Federal Credit Union. Every Thursday home game, starting on May 5th.
Stay connected with the Cedar Rapids Colonels all year long by following the Colonels' socials. Catch up with the Colonels on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at CR Colonels.
Hey guys, this is Will Holland, and you're listening to the Colonels Baseball Network.
Leonardo Taveras will come into pitch for the Peoria Chiefs in the home half of the seventh, relieving Nathaniel Heredia. Taveras, a right-hander, 6'4", 212 pounds. This season, he's 1-0 with a 3.86 ERA. He's worked 2 1/3 innings, 2 strikeouts, 1 walk. Hard-throwing right-hander, 96 to 98 on the fastball. Slider in the mid-80s, more of a cut slider. He'll be on to face Will Holland, a big spot here for the first-year Colonel. Holland spent last year with low-A Fort Myers. The Auburn shortstop will step in here to face Taveras. First pitch is there for a strike. 93 on that fastball at the top of the zone. Holland playing center today. He was a late addition to the lineup. 1-for-2, he's been on base twice as he's also drawn a walk to go with his single. Three men on, two down for Cedar Rapids. 0-1 slider downstairs, 1-1. Taveras in his professional career has earned 15 saves. He struck out 167 over 130 innings. Last year, spent the full season here with Peoria, 41 appearances. He walked 54 in 46 and a third. Also struck out 64. 1-1, this ball sent out towards high right field. Chamberlain giving chase to his left, looking up, puts it up and puts it away. For out number three, Holland sends one out to right, tracked down by Chamberlain for the third out here of the seventh. We move on to the eighth. The Colonels leave them loaded. Antico, Wynn, and Antonini when we come back here in the visitors' half of eight. We'll see what the Colonels do pitching-wise, and Cody Lawyerson will be back out when we return.
Colonels fans, the Twins' future is here with MILB.TV. With all home and most away games streamed live, the only way to watch the Colonels on any device this season is on MILB.TV. Subscribe today to watch over 6,500 games, including all available playoff games from over 100 minor league baseball teams, live or on demand. Download the MILB First Pitch app from the Google Play or Apple App Store to watch on the go. Use promo code Colonels at checkout to save $10 on a yearly subscription. Visit MILB.TV for details today.
Colonels fans, tune in 30 minutes prior to first pitch to catch the Colonels Leadoff Show, hosted by the voice of the Colonels, Thomas Breach. The Colonels Leadoff Show features interviews with Cedar Rapids coaches and players, special guest appearances, in-depth analysis, and more. Don't miss the Colonels Leadoff Show, airing live 30 minutes before every Colonels game.
Hola fanáticos, soy Jairo Rodríguez, están escuchando Colonels Baseball Network.
Top of the order for Peoria to face Cody Lawyerson here in the top half of the eighth inning. Cedar Rapids hanging on to a 4-3 lead here against Peoria on a chilly night in eastern Iowa. Cody Lawyerson on the hill. He kicks and goes. His first offering is a strike there and a fastball to Antico. I think you like this for Lawyerson, getting the opportunity to keep the baseball, keep working. 0-1. This is just low on a slider. Now one ball and a strike. It's a cold night. You sit on the bench for a little bit as your lineup had a longer half inning. No runs to show for Cedar Rapids, though, in the seventh. 1-1 downstairs on the slider. Now 2-1. Two balls, one strike here to the leadoff man, Mike Antico. Strike two. Fastball coming back across the knees for Lawyerson. It's a good vote of confidence, too. Gonna earn this hold. 2-2. Bounded towards first. Sabato will glove on the run. Or pardon, that's Gray over there at first. On the run, he gloves and jogs it over to the bag for out number one. Three and assisted on that ground out off the bat of Mike Antico. Seth Gray making the play there at first for Cedar Rapids. And now Mason Wynn will step in against Osiris Herman when we return as Brian Dinkelman comes out. Lawyerson's day is done. They wanted Lawyerson to get the lefty Antico, and he does. One away in the eighth. Osiris Herman will come into pitch when we return here to the Colonels Baseball Network. 4-3, Cedar Rapids on top.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Star Wars Night is back in 2022. Colonels fans, help defend the galaxy on May 20th as Cedar Rapids welcomes back Star Wars Night. The Colonels will wear Star Wars jerseys available for auction after the game, and the 501st Central Garrison will be on the concourse to greet fans. Star Wars Night, returning to the galaxy May 20th. The NCAA Division III College World Series returns for a third year at Veterans Memorial Stadium.
To left, Caster, catches, goes, get it! And birds of a feather dogpile together.
The Seagulls from Salisbury win their first ever national championship.
D3 Baseball's Finest takes on Cedar Rapids June 3rd through the 8th. Go to NCAA.com for ticket information.
Hola fanáticos, soy Osiris Herman y están escuchando Kenner Baseball Network.
Osiris Herman takes the rubber for Cedar Rapids here in the top half of the eighth inning as he misses high tight on Mason Wynn. First pitch fastball from the Colonel's right-hander comes right back with 92 on the outside corner. One ball and one strike to Mason Wynn, 2-for-3 today. A double, a triple, and a ground out for the right-handed hitter. 1-1, there's the slider over for strike two. Herman, the right-hander, 6'1". He features a cutter, a two-seamer, and a slider. That's what they call it. It's a change-up slider hybrid. 1-2, sit down. He puts him away with the slider for out number two. Herman from San Cristobal in the Dominican Republic. It's the second out of the inning by way of the strikeout. That slider, as they call it, it's held like a changeup, and it moves like a slider. Right on left matchup now as Antonini steps in. First pitch, two-seamer off the plate, 1-0. Herman has received both save opportunities for the Colonels this year. He's 2-for-2. 1-0, there's strike one on the outside corner. Might have been the cutter from Herman. One and one now, outside. Now 2-1. Behind in the count here on a dangerous hitter in Antonini. 2-1. This ball crushed out to deep right field. Kenny Taylor moving back. That'll die up there in the sky as the cold wind air knocks that down. Taylor gets underneath and puts it away for out number three. We move on to the home half of the eighth inning. Due up for the Cedar Rapids Colonels. It'll be Wander Javier, Seth Gray, and Kenny Taylor. 4-3, Cedar Rapids on top through 7.5.
D3 Don't miss the Colonel's postgame show, airing fresh off the husk after every game on the Colonel's Baseball Network. Catch up on all the action from each night's game and hear from your favorite coaches and players with instant thoughts and analysis. It's the Colonel's postgame show, fresh off the husk after every game on the Colonel's Baseball Network.
Hey, hey, Colonels, let the good times roll. Cedar Rapids Colonels, let the good times roll.
All Ears is the official podcast of the Cedar Rapids Colonels. Join us as we chat with Cedar Rapids baseball influencers ranging from Major League Baseball Hall of Famers, past and present Colonels managers, personalities from the community, and more.
I think the number one thing for me was the host families. Getting to know the people of Cedar Rapids in the town and the area.
All Ears with the Cedar Rapids Colonels is on Apple, Spotify, Google, and other podcast platforms. Subscribe today. Say cheese! Be one of the first 500 fans to enter the gates on May 8th, and you will receive a 2022 Cedar Rapids Colonels team photo, presented by CopyWorks.
Hola fanáticos, soy Wander Javier, y están escuchando Kernels Baseball Network.
Home half of eight on the way for us here on the Colonels Baseball Network as the right-hander Leonardo Taveras back out there on the hill to face Wander Javier. Colonels right-handed hitting shortstop. He belted a go-ahead two-run homer in his last plate appearance. That put Cedar Rapids up by a 4-2 score. Now the score currently reads 4-2. First offering on the way to Javier. Ball one outside, 1-0. Javier, Gray, and Taylor for Cedar Rapids. Right-hander Taveras ready here. He'll kick and go. Strike one at the knees. It'll be 4, 5, and 6 for Peoria in the ninth. Wouldn't the Colonels like to add an insurance run here? In game one of a six-game set. 1-1. Downstairs, now 2-1. The Colonels were 11-1 against Peoria at home here last season. Had a six-game sweep of them in early July here at home. 2-1. Waving a miss by Javier, now 2-2. Count runs even here on the right-handed hitter from the Dominican Republic. Signed by the Twins as an international free agent. 2-2 here to Javier. Wave and a miss at a fastball. Down goes Wander. There's the first out of the eighth, and now Seth Gray. Gray 1-for-2. He's been hit by a pitch, a strikeout, and a single. Stepping in to the tune of Alan Jackson's Chattahoochee. Taveras here from the stretch. Kicks and goes. Strike one on the outside corner. Seth Gray really kind of epitomizes the southern aspect of life. He's from South Charleston, Ohio. Speaks with a draw. Walks up to four different country tunes. 0-1, ball one upstairs on Seth. Definitely one of the more well-regarded Colonels players by the fans here. Got a cup of coffee with Cedar Rapids back in 2019 after spending most of the year with Elizabethton. 1-1, ball two upstairs. Then he had 11 home runs here last year, also doubled 11 times. Spent the full season with Cedar Rapids in 2021. Two and one now on the way to Seth Gray. This ball bounced foul up the third baseline. Dinkle watched that roll by. Tomorrow night it'll be a 6:35 start here at Perfect Game Field at Veterans Memorial Stadium. We'll have your leadoff show at 6:05. 2-2 from Taveras. Gray fouls us away. And actually, I beg your pardon, tomorrow's a Wednesday, so we'll have that Colonel's leadoff show at 6:20, as we'll be on Classic KMRY tomorrow for our Colonel's Game of the Week. Last week's Game of the Week was rained out, so tomorrow will be our first Game of the Week on Classic KMRY, as well as here on the Colonel's Baseball Network and streaming live on MILB TV. 2-2. Gray pops one up, left side. Maybe enough room for Menlinger. He'll look at it, and that'll travel out of play. Landing next to a fan out there on the lawn. So 2-2 again on Seth Gray, working a good little plate appearance here. This will be the seventh pitch of the plate appearance. Talking about the Colonel's pen a little bit ago, Asirius Hermann, who's received both save opportunities. He isn't a save opportunity now for the Colonels. 2-2. Called strike three in the outside corner. Gray looks at a fastball in the outside corner, and now Kenny Taylor is 0 for 3. Ground out, a fly out, and a strikeout.
Right fielder number 9, Kenny Taylor.
Hermann 2 for 2 on saves. The pitchers of record today going for the win right now is Brad Hanner. It'll be his first win as a member of the Colonels. The loss today would be on the line of Nathaniel Heredia. First pitch to Taylor upstairs, 1-0. One ball, no strikes from Leonardo Taveras. Line down the right field line, and slicing foul. Foul by about 4 feet down that right field line. Brad Hanner would be going for his fifth professional win. He won two games with Elizabethton. Pardon, I take that back. He won two games with the GCL Twins in 2019, and then two last season with Fort Myers. One ball and one strike from Taveras to Kenny Taylor. Right-hander ready. He'll kick and fire. Fouled away. Up towards the right. It's in the vicinity of the Jeff Johnson side of the press box. I don't think they open the windows on that side. One and two from Taveras to Taylor. Grounded towards short to his left, Mason Wynn. He has it. He's throwing to first in time for out number three. And we move on to the ninth here in Cedar Rapids. Three outs to get for Hermann and the Colonels. Bushberger, Chamberlain, and Jew when we come back. 4, 5, and 6 right here on the Colonels Baseball Network. It's 4-3. Cedar Rapids leads.
Cedar Rapids Colonels, that's the good times roll.
The Cedar Rapids Colonels are back in 2022.
Bring your family, meet your friends.
Come out to a party in the park this summer at Veterans Memorial Stadium.
Cedar Rapids Colonels, let the good times roll.
Single game tickets are on sale now for the 2022 Cedar Rapids Colonels season. Visit colonels.com to purchase tickets or call the ticket office at 319-896-7560. The ticket office is open from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday and 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. on Saturday. It's a party at the park all summer long with the Cedar Rapids Colonels.
Stay connected with the Cedar Rapids Colonels all year long by following the Colonels' socials. Catch up with the Colonels on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at CR Colonels.
Hola, fanáticos. Soy Osiris Hermann y están escuchando Kenner Baseball Network.
Three outs to get for Asirius Hermann in the Cedar Rapids Colonels here in the top half of the ninth inning. 4, 5, and 6 for Peoria. The first pitch to Bushberger is a ball high and tight, 1-0. 91 on that cutter from Osiris Herman. 1-0 now from the righty. Wham and a miss. Out a good fastball. Another 91 mile an hour offering. Cutter off the plate. Chased there by Buschberger. Jacob today 0 for 3. Two ground outs and a strikeout. Herman ready on the 1-1. Strike two on the slider. Bringing that across the outside corner. Grips it like a changeup and spins it at just around 2,600. The 1-2. This ball lined over a leaping Javier, and that'll head towards the gap. Cutting it off is Morales. Big turn at first for Buschberger, but the throw in, a good one from Jefferson, and that'll keep him at first. So Buschberger on as the tying run, and the Peoria Chiefs have the tying run aboard with none retired here in the ninth. Matt Chamberlain, 1 for 2, a single, a walk, and a ground out. On base in each of his first two chances today, 5 for 22 this season coming into play. Shows bunt, pulls back, back pick to first, and Gray makes a nice snag of a throw that was a little bit up that first base line towards second base. 1-0 to Chamberlain, so we'll see if that's how Peoria is going to play it here. Asking Chamberlain to bunt. The Chiefs have just one sack bunt this year. Chamberlain shows again and pulls back at a cutter off the plate. 2-0 on Chamberlain. Mendlinger is the lone hitter with a sack bunt this season for Peoria. 2-0. Just off the plate at 90. Seems like the zone getting a little bit smaller here in the ninth. Herman trying to catch that outside corner. 3-0. Bunt shown again. He gets it down out in front of the plate. Here's Encarnacion Strand. Bare hand. He fires to first in time for the out. And very quickly, Jair Camargo goes to cover third. So a sack bunt, 5-3 on that sack bunt.
Left fielder, number 11, Tommy Ju.
Tommy Ju now with a man in scoring position and one down here in the ninth. Encarnacion Strand making that good play with the bare hand. 3 runs on 6 hits, no errors, and 3 left on. For Peoria, 4 runs, 8 hits, 1 error, and 8 left aboard for the Colonels. Tommy Ju steps in. He's singled, walked, and struck out today. First pitch from Herman, misses high on the slider, 1-0. Ju, the right-handed stink from UC Santa Barbara. 1-0, big swing and a miss at the slider now, 1-1. Herman ready, kicks and goes, swing and a foul off of Camargo. See his UC Santa Barbara teammate, Michael McGreevy, tomorrow night. Should be a good pitching matchup, McGreevy and Mooney. 1-2 from Herman. Sit down. He puts him away with a slider for out number 2. Ju coming up empty on that filthy off-speed pitch that Herman featured.
Number 21, Thomas Francisco.
Thomas Francisco now representing the final out for Osiris Herman. And the Cedar Rapids Colonels. Tying run for Peoria out there at second in Buschberger. First pitch chopped foul. Francisco 0-2, a ground out, a strikeout, and a sack fly today. Buschberger out there at second. The Colonels have their outfield playing straight up. Holland a bit shaded to the left of second by our vantage point. Herman off the plate on a cutter. 1-1, 2 down here in the ninth. Herman ready here from the belt. He kicks and goes. Wave and a miss. A good slider. And Peoria is down to their final strike. 4-3 Cedar Rapids. Two away top of nine. Osiris Herman looking to put the finishing touches on his third save of the year. The 1-2. Bounce towards the left side. Encarnacio Strand boots it. Loses control of it. And everybody's safe. The runner, Bushberger, running in front of him, entitled to his space, and Encarnacio Strand unable to make the play. That'll be an error. The first of the season on Encarnacio Strand. Bushberger to third, Francisco at first. And now Richard Salazar will come out to chat with Herman. Looks like the Peoria Chiefs will be pinch hitting here for Francisco Hernandez is walking around the batter's box is Carlos Soto. Soto this season, 3-for-24 with a double. Left-handed bat would face Osiris Herman. See Patrick Anderson making that lineup change official with Soto coming in. Soto led Palm Beach in homers, RBI, and walks drawn last year. 8 homers, 42 RBI. From Los Moquis, Mexico. The meeting on the mound over, Salazar.
Pinch hitting number 38.
Says what he needs to say over to Osiris Herman. A pinch runner coming here as well for Peoria. Mac Chambers, pinch running over there at first. Pinch running for Francisco. Carlos Soto pinch hitting, representing the final out to get here for Herman. The left-hander, Denny Bentley, starts to warm down in the pen for Cedar Rapids. Herman kicks and goes. First pitch slider there in the outside corner for a strike. 0-1 from Herman with Chambers off of first. Right-hander kicks and goes. Strike two on the fastball. A good cutter there on the outside edge. And again, Peoria is down to their final strike. Jair Camargo sending out a sign in case Chambers runs here on the 0-2. Carlos Soto in the box. 0-2 from Herman. Grounded. What a diving play by Gray to knock it down. He'll flip to Herman in time. Ball game. What a finish. Seth Gray with a brilliant diving stop of a rocket down that first base line. He knocked it down and he flipped it on to Herman for out number three, beating Soto by a step. That will do it here in game one of the six-game set. The Colonels with a 4-3 win over the Peoria Chiefs. For Cedar Rapids, 4 runs on 8 hits, 2 errors and 8 left on. For Peoria, 3 runs, 6 hits, no errors, and they leave on 5. Your winning pitcher today for Cedar Rapids is Brad Hanner. Taking the loss is Nathaniel Heredia. The save to Osiris Herman. Cody Lawyerson picks up a hold, his second of the season. A big two-run home run off the bat of Wander Javier. The difference today, Wander going 1-for-4 with that two-run shot. Jair Camargo and Christian Encarnacio and Strand each go 2-for-4 with one RBI apiece. Cedar Rapids, a big win here in game one, keeping their one-game lead here in the Midwest League's West Division. 4-3 your final. We'll be back in a bit with your Colonels post-game report right here on the Colonels Baseball Network. Once again, your final, Cedar Rapids 4, Peoria 3.
The Cedar Rapids Colonels are back in 2022.
Bring your family, meet your friends. This is where the fun never ends.
to a party in the park this summer at Veterans Memorial Stadium.
Hey, Colonels, let the good times roll. Cedar Rapids Colonels, let the good times roll.
Don't miss the Colonels postgame show, airing fresh off the husk after every game on the Colonels Baseball Network. Catch up on all the action from each night's game and hear from your favorite coaches and players with instant thoughts and analysis. It's the Colonels postgame show, fresh off the husk after every game on the Colonels Baseball Network.
Hey, hey, Colonels, let the good times roll. Cedar Rapids Colonels, let the good times roll.
Hey fans, this is Seth Gray, and you're listening to the Colonels Baseball Network.
It's time for the Colonels postgame show, right here on the Colonels Baseball Network. Here's your host, Thomas Breach.
Welcome in, ladies and gentlemen, here to your Colonels postgame report. Your final here in game one of a six-game series between the Cedar Rapids Colonels and the Peoria Chiefs. Cedar Rapids 4, Peoria 3, right here at Veterans Memorial Stadium. The Colonels, 4 runs on 8 hits, 2 errors and 8 left on. For Peoria, 3 runs on 6 hits, no errors, and 5 men left aboard. Let's take a look at the scoring summary here today in this evening's ball game. Peoria got on the board first. Mason Wynn tripling in the first inning. He would come in to score on the next pitch. A sack fly off the bat of Aaron Antonini, making it 1-0 Peoria. That score wouldn't stay that way very long. Christian Encarnacion Strand with a one-out single in the first. He would later advance on a walk issued to Aaron Sabato, then Jair Camargo with a 111-mile-an-hour single ripped through the left side, planing Christian Encarnacion Strand and tying the game at one. Cedar Rapids would make it a 2-1 lead as Seth Gray was hit by a pitch in the second, later scoring on a RBI single ripped back up the middle by Christian Encarnacion Strand. The Colonels' lead would stay at 2-1 until the fourth inning when Peoria added an unearned run. Mason Wynn doubled, advanced to second on a throwing error. A couple of strikeouts, a walk, and then an RBI single to Tommy Jew gave Peoria the game-tying knock, knotting this game up at 2-2. Cade Povich's day would be done after that. He goes 4 2/3, striking out a career-high 9 while scattering 5 hits and a walk. 2 runs, 1 earned, 4 Kane Povich in a no decision. The Colonels would take the lead in the sixth. Wander Javier following a one-out walk issued to Will Holland with a 2-run bullet down the left field line, just keeping it fair and just tucking it on the fair side of that left field foul pole for a 2-run shot to put Cedar Rapids up 4-2. Peoria would get another run back in the eighth inning. Tommy Jew leading off with a walk. He advanced to second on a wild pitch, stole third, then scored on a sack fly off the bat of Thomas Francisco. Things got interesting in the ninth inning. Peoria with men on the corners after a two-out error by Christian Encarnacion Strand put the tying run on third with two down and gave the Chiefs new life. But then the pinch hitter Carlos Soto with a bullet down the first baseline, knocked down by Seth Gray with a great diving stab to his left. Great chase after the baseball, and his toss on to Herman was just in time to catch Soto for out number 3 and the final out of this ball game. A look at your pitching lines here today for the Peoria Chiefs. The no decision for Logan Gregg. 4 innings, 2 runs, both earned. 5 hits, 1 walk. He struck out 4. Nathaniel Heredia takes the loss. 2 2/3 innings, 2 runs, both were earned on 3 hits, 3 walks. He allowed 1 home run and struck out 7. Leonardo Taveras finished things off 1 1/3 scoreless, retiring all 4 men he faced with a pair of strikeouts mixed in there as well. For Cedar Rapids, Kate Povich takes a no decision, 4 2/3, 5 hits, 2 runs, just 1 was earned. He walked 1 and struck out a career-high 9 batters today. Brad Hanner earns the win, his first as a Colonel, with 1 1/3 scoreless innings. He allowed just 1 base runner on a hit-by-pitch. Cody Lawyerson earns a hold, his second of the summer, giving up 1 earned run on no hits and a walk. He struck out 2 over an inning and a third. Osiris Herman finishes things off for Cedar Rapids. He's now 3-for-3 on saves here in 2022. 1 2/3 scoreless, working around 1 hit. And Herman struck out a pair here today for Cedar Rapids. For the 15th consecutive season, CarePro Health Services is the proud sponsor of the CarePro Plating for Plates promotion. This promotion provides Horizons Meals on Wheels with $5 for every run the Colonels plate, both home and away throughout the season. This $5 provides Horizons Meals on Wheels recipients with a plate of hot, nutritious food. So far this season, the Colonels have plated 65 runs. That means CarePro Health Services has donated 65 plates of hot, nutritious food to Meals on Wheels recipients. The Colonels and Horizons Meals on Wheels thank CarePro Health Services for making a huge difference in the lives of our homebound citizens through their 2022 Plating for Plates campaign. The Colonels here today in the box score side of things, led by a pair of multi-hit games. Christian Encarnacion and Strand goes 2-for-4 with a run scored in an RBI. Jair Camargo 2-for-4 with a double and a run knocked in. Wander Javier today 1-for-4 with a two-run home run. A run scored each for Will Holland and Seth Gray. That makes up those four runs tonight for the Cedar Rapids Colonels. On the Peoria side of things in the box score, it's a two-hit game for Mason Wynn. He goes 2-for-4 with a pair of runs scored, a double, and a triple. Today, hits apiece each for Jacob Bushberger, Matt Chamberlain, Tommy Jew, and Noah Mendlinger. We saw some pretty good defense today for Cedar Rapids. A great play by Anthony Prado earlier in this ballgame to protect the lead, and an insane play down that first base line by Seth Gray to protect both the lead and finish off this ballgame with that nice diving stab. A look around the Midwest League scoreboard here tonight. We are all final now in the Midwest League. Dayton defeated West Michigan 3-2. Wisconsin 3-2 over Quad Cities. Fort Wayne on the road took care of Lansing 10-3. Great Lakes 3-1 over Lake County. And South Bend shut out Beloit at home 3-0. With the Colonels win here today, they put another game of distance between themselves and Peoria. They're now two games ahead of the Chiefs. Still one game, though, ahead of Wisconsin with that Timber Rattlers win. The Colonels alone in first place, and it is a one-game lead over the Wisconsin Timber Rattlers heading into play tomorrow. Cedar Rapids today, four runs on eight hits, two errors and eight left on. Peoria, three runs on six hits, no errors, and five men left aboard. Big two-run home run for Wander Javier, giving Cedar Rapids the ultimately decisive lead that they would have here tonight, breaking a 2-2 tie. Great pitching effort from Cade Povich. He strikes out nine over four and two-thirds in a no decision. Just one earned run allowed by Cade Povich here today. Your winning pitcher is Brad Hanner. He improves to 1-0 on the season. The losing pitcher today is Nathaniel Heredia, as Heredia takes the loss today for the Peoria Chiefs. The save for Osiris Herman, that is his third already of 2022. In three chances, no less. Herman now 3-for-3 on save opportunities here for Cedar Rapids in 2022. Our next broadcast will be tomorrow at 6:35 p.m., a first pitch in Game 2 of the series between Cedar Rapids and Peoria. You can find us not only here on the Colonels Baseball Network and MILB TV, but we'll also be on Classic KMRY for our first Colonels Game of the Week here of 2022. Be sure to tune in to the Colonels Leadoff Show at 6:20 tomorrow, as we'll be chatting with Brian Dinkelman and a player going into that ball game tomorrow night. Again, 6:35 Game 2 right here at Veterans Memorial Stadium tomorrow. That's April 20th. Love to have you out here at the ballpark. Cedar Rapids and Peoria Game 2. The Colonels looking to take a nice 2-0 lead in this series. Once again, your final, 4-3. Cedar Rapids takes care of business over Peoria in Game 1 of this series. The Colonels improved to 8-2 in their first 10 games. Peoria falling to 6-4. The Colonels snap the Chiefs' five-game winning streak. It's a three-game winning streak now for your Colonels. They're 4-0 here at Perfect Game Field to open 2022. 4-3, the Colonels win over Peoria. And from Perfect Game Field at Veterans Memorial Stadium here in Cedar Rapids, Iowa, this is your voice of the Colonels, Thomas Breach, signing off. We'll talk to you tomorrow night. Have a great night, everybody.